smooth, real. It's all here.
Move it up big at the next Avalanche home game. Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. Believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre Central Park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid-400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com. Thinking of replacing your windows? Then call American Exteriors at 303-7-WINDOW to replace your old drafty windows with beautiful new American Exteriors replacement windows. And for a limited time, American Exteriors is offering a free triple pane window upgrade with your order. That's right, American Exteriors is offering triple pane windows at a double pane price. This is an unprecedented offer, and with energy costs going nowhere but up, you have to take advantage of this incredible deal. Save money on your energy bills, beautify your home, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows free. American Exteriors has been manufacturing and installing quality replacement windows and siding on homes just like yours for more than 25 years, and they're committed to your total satisfaction. So call 303-7-WINDOW now to set up a friendly in-home consultation, and for a limited time, get upgraded to triple pane windows absolutely free. So remember,
the only number you need to know is 303-7-WINDOW.
Not valid with other offers. Restrictions apply.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Talk and CBS News. Local, national, and news from around the world.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Iraq's feuding factions have finally found some common ground. Meeting in Cairo, the Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds agreed to call for a timetable for the withdrawal of American troops. CBS's Kimberly Dozier got reaction to that from General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq.
He said the plan remains as it's always been, that the Americans will get out as soon as the Iraqi security forces can really take control here. I said, does 2 years sound reasonable? And he said, more reasonable than some of the other plans he's heard, but he can't put any definite end date on American troop presence here.
Police in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, say the teenager accused of murdering his girlfriend's parents has confessed. 18-year-old David Ludwig allegedly told detectives he shot 14-year-old Kara Borden's mother and father because they wanted him to stop seeing the girl. Police say they've also learned that Ludwig didn't kidnap the girlfriend when he fled the murder scene.
Because police say Kara wasn't forced into that car, kidnapping charges against David Ludwig have been dropped. As for possible charges against Kara, right now there are none. But police say they are still investigating.
KYW-TV's Todd Quinones. Detroit Red Wings defenseman Yuri Fisher is in good condition now, but for a while last night it was touch and go. Fisher collapsed on the Wings bench during a game with Nashville.
I'm not sure if the fans actually knew what was going on. About 40 minutes probably went by, and then finally there was an update on Yuri's condition. They said he was in stable condition. Obviously the fans all cheered, but it was kind of an eerie feeling because everybody was really quiet and they were panning the crowd, and everybody looked kind of worried and nobody really left.
WXYT's Jeff Rieger says paramedics used a defibrillator to get Fisher's heart going again. Xbox mania. Outbreaks were reported from coast to coast as anxious buyers waited for Microsoft's new video game console to go on sale at midnight.
The one inside, you're going to want a rechargeable battery.
Hundreds of gaming fanatics lined up for hours to get their hands on a new Xbox 360. For many, the wait was worth it.
I have friends across the country, and we're all getting them.
Microsoft chair Bill Gates was pleased with the turnout.
I'm thrilled. It's been years in the making.
The new Xbox sells for about $400, but it's already hard to find. Microsoft is working as fast as it can to make more. Chris Filippi for CBS News, Bellevue, Washington.
Will the high price of gasoline and heating fuel take the edge off holiday season sales? Maybe not.
Looking at the pattern of consumer spending, especially in October when we saw a 7.2% increase, it clearly shows that consumers have the ability to spend, and we think they're going to continue to spend through the holiday season.
Retail industry spokesman Scott Krugman says low-end stores may have to cut prices to attract buyers, but luxury retailers could be immune. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down almost 3 points. This is CBS News.
Here's to you, my friend. We're not getting older. We're getting older. The aches, the pains. Maybe you need a new mattress. With my Tempur-Pedic mattress, I don't have aches and pains anymore. I feel refreshed and energized.
You have been a bit chipper lately.
It's the bed, not the birthdays.
Want a guaranteed better night's sleep? Call Tempur-Pedic at 1-800-816-2719 for a free better sleep video, a 90-day trial certificate, and a sample of the proprietary Tempur-Pressure Relieving Material. Call 1-800-816-2719 today. That's 1-800-816-2719.
This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are dealing with an early morning accident southbound at I-25. It's right around the turnpike. Four cars involved with this one, so that's going to cause some trouble if you're coming out of the Thornton North Glen area. I-70 moved along fine, both east and westbound, 225 and C-470, both looking pretty good. And we're still quiet around town on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93. The turnpike's doing okay as you make your way through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to be a sunny one today with highs in the 60s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. What time is it?
Honey, I can't sleep.
Oh, George.
I got too much on my mind. Could you sing me that lullaby Mama used to sing? Do it just the way she sung it to me when I was small and scared. Just like
last week, of course, honey. If that life starts with grades that fail, Daddy's gonna buy you a dorm at Yale.
Yeah.
And if at Yale you drink and get high, Daddy's gonna wipe away your DUI.
AM 760.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
The Osgood Files, sponsored in part by the American Jewish Committee and by Hostway.com, your small business website hosting provider. I'm Charles Osgood. The bomb that General Motors dropped yesterday, announcing that 12 of its plants will be closed and 30,000 of its workers let go, is what Chairman and CEO Rick Wagoner says it is.
This is tough medicine for us, and I think it's tough medicine for everybody involved with our company.
And a lot of other people, too.
If it happens to General Motors, it happens to anybody.
More after this for the American Jewish Committee.
The following is a paid announcement.
Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful holiday. A day for parades, family gatherings, football, and feasts. And a day we shouldn't forget for giving thanks. The pilgrims originated the holiday in 1621. They drew inspiration from the Jewish holiday of Sukkot, when Jews give thanks for the bounty we enjoy. After 9/11, the American Jewish Committee felt that Thanksgiving was the perfect time not only for all Americans to express gratitude for that bounty, but also to emphasize the special blessing of America and the ties that bind us. Together with several partners, we created America's Table, a Thanksgiving reader. It highlights our diverse roots and our shared values as Americans. In just a few pages, we seek to capture the unique story of America and of nine Americans who exemplify the richness of our nation's mosaic. Use the reader at your holiday table. You'll be adding something important to your celebration. To get a copy, visit ajc.org. This is David Harris of the American Jewish Committee.
General Motors lost almost $4 billion in the first three quarters of this year. Its projected loss for the year is more than $5 billion. Sales have been sliding and costs rising. Something had to give. As Car and Driver's Editor-in-Chief Chubba Chetta says,
you can't cost-cut your way to profitability in this business or any other business. At some point, people need to buy your products.
In the meantime, it was a dark day for people in and out of General Motors.
But it is a severe blow and should not be underestimated in terms of its capacity to do harm, particularly to working people.
Economics professor Leo Troy of Rutgers University.
Many, many workers are going to lose their jobs, and any opportunity of getting a job paying the rate of pay with the benefits now prevailing in the General Motors Company are virtually nil.
The overseas competition, factory workers in most other countries, are considered, well, working class. Here they've been elevated to something more, until now anyway.
It's an assault on the middle class.
Something people entering the business have to consider.
It's going to be tough on the younger people out there when they have to decide on what they got to do in their future now.
Keith Crane of Automotive News Magazine says the only way a big car company could justify paying so much to so many employees would be to have more customers.
They simply need to build more cars that people want to buy.
In the meantime,
I'm just wondering, where will we go? Where will I go? Where will everybody go from here?
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Wednesday. Get a $250 CompUSA gift card to spend in-store any way you want, like on an eMachines desktop and end up paying $89.99, or a Toshiba laptop and end up paying $399.99, our lowest prices ever. All when you sign up for AOL service. Save a bundle this Wednesday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. Offers valid when you sign up for 12 months of AOL service on a new account in-store and after mail and rebates. Early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Quantities limited. Offer not valid in Connecticut. See store for details.
The Osgood File, November 22nd, 2005.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:08, 8 minutes after 6. Sunny today and a high of around 62. And it's a little chilly out there this morning. High when I came in this morning was like in the 30s somewhere. Well, good morning. It's good to have you along. We've got a really a full show this morning. All kinds of guests and all kinds of topics, and there's a ton of stuff to talk about. And you know what? I hate to say this again, but most of it revolves around Iraq and the war of words that's going on between the White House and the White House's critics. And I thought I would do like a little fact check about Dick Cheney, because he gave this speech yesterday to the American Enterprise Institute. And a lot of what he had to say was factually wrong. And the mainstream media, of course, doesn't seize up on this stuff and doesn't start talking about it. And you don't really get it unless you go out and you research it. For instance, Cheney again claimed that Democrats had the same access to intelligence as the Bush administration did. How many times have we heard this out of the talking heads? Cheney, speaking of critics, said that they are known to have a high opinion of their own analytical capabilities, and they were free to reach their own judgments based upon the evidence. They concluded, as the president and I concluded, and previous administrations had concluded, that Saddam Hussein was a threat. Well, you know, here's the fact behind that statement. Congress did not have access to the same intelligence the Bush administration did, and intelligence passed through the White House before getting to Congress. And we've had Mark Udall on here. We've had various, CIA people on here, ex-CIA people. We had Rand Beers yesterday. We talked about this. Bush and his aides had access to much more intelligence information than did lawmakers who were dependent on the administration to provide material. And that comes from the Washington Post on November the 13th, 2005. There's just so much here. Cheney misleadingly cites the Silberman-Robb report. Now, the right-wing talking heads and the administration boosters are always on TV, always in the media, trying to bring up the same point because they all have their talking points in order.
Available intelligence indicated that the director of the Iraq had weapons of mass destruction, and this judgment was shared by the intelligence agencies of many other nations, according to the bipartisan Silberman-Robb Commission. Now, that's Cheney. But the fact is, neither the Senate Intelligence Committee investigation nor the Silberman-Robb Commission report reached the question of whether the Bush administration manipulated intelligence. But only the committee investigating the matter in Congress and the Select Committee, the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, has not yet done its inquiry into whether officials mischaracterized intelligence by omitting caveats and dissenting opinions. And Judge Lawrence H. Silberman, chairman of Bush's Commission on Weapons of Mass Destruction, said in releasing his report on March 31st, 2005, our executive order did not direct us to deal with the use of intelligence by policymakers, and all of us were agreed that that was not part of our inquiry. Once again, Washington Post. I mean, see, who in the mainstream media is going to fact-check this guy and get out and start talking about this stuff, about how the fact that Cheney stood up there yesterday, and he flat-out lied. He distorted the facts. Cheney claimed the Democrats' demand for answers on the misuse of pre-war intelligence is not legitimate. What is not legitimate is suggestion by some U.S. senators that the President of the United States or any member identify his administration purposely misled the American people or on pre-war intelligence. Some of the most irresponsible comments voted in favor of authorizing use of force against Saddam Hussein. But Senator Chuck Hagel, this is the fact, Senator Chuck Hagel says it's the Senate's responsibility to get answers to legitimate and critical questions about the misuse of intelligence. And this is a quote from Hagel. Okay, he's a Republican and he's going to run for the presidency. There are very legitimate and critical questions that need to be answered. That is the responsibility of governance. That's part of leadership, and we do not have the answer to all of those things. So there's Hagel contradicting the vice president. Here's something else Cheney says, and a lot of the talking heads say. Cheney mischaracterized the findings of the Dulfer Report. Finally, according to the Dulfer Report, Saddam Hussein wanted to preserve the capability to reconstruct his weapons of mass destruction when sanctions were lifted. And we now know that the sanctions regime had lost its effectiveness and been totally undermined by Saddam Hussein's successful effort to corrupt the oil for food program. Well, here's the real fact behind that. According to Charles Dulfer, the Bush administration's weapon inspector, the sanctions had forced Saddam Hussein to stop his weapons program. Dulfer said one of Hussein's main strategic goals was to persuade the United States to lift economic sanctions, which had devastated the country, economy, and along with the U.S. inspections, had forced him to stop weapons programs. That's Dulfer talking to the Washington Post last year. And finally, here's Dick Cheney on Clinton's record. Cheney mischaracterized the Clinton record. In August of 1998, the U.S. passed a resolution urging President Clinton to take appropriate action to compel Saddam to come into compliance with his obligations to the Security Council. Not a single senator voted no. 2 months later, in October 98, again with a single dissenting vote in the United States Senate, the Congress passed the Iraqi Liberation Act. It explicitly adopted an American policy supporting the efforts to remove Saddam Hussein's regime from power and promoting an Iraqi democracy in its place. Well, you know what? The fact is, the Iraqi Liberation Act never authorized the use of force. Section 8 of the Act reads, nothing in this Act will be construed to authorize or otherwise speak to the use of United States armed forces, except as provided in Section 4A2 in carrying out this Act. So Cheney gets up yesterday, tells all of these lies. The mainstream media never covers them, never debunks what Cheney has to say. And you know what? Who knows who's hearing me this morning at 6:15, 15 minutes after intelligence information. The Congress are consumers of intelligence information. The executive branch are analysts of intelligence information. And Congress in no way, shape, or form saw the same intelligence information. And I know that every morning at this time I harp on this stuff. But it's like I can't let it go. I just can't let it go. And the so-called, quote-unquote, liberal media. You know what? There's no liberal media. I mean, that in itself is a sham lie. Because the example is that nobody in the media covers this. Nobody in the media comes forward and says, look, here's what Dick Cheney said, and you know what? This is not the truth about what Cheney said. That Cheney is not telling the truth. That the Darth Vader of American politics is not telling the truth. They'll just play the Cheney cut, and then if you're lucky, you might get a Democratic response. If you're lucky. But the rest of the time, nothing. And they're like this about everything. You know, they're like this about the Valerie Plame incident. In which you've got these, you know, idiot talking heads like Lou Dobbs at CNN who keeps saying, well, I don't understand whether she's undercover or she's not undercover. Well, hey, wake up, Lou. Why would the CIA turn the information over to the Justice Department if they didn't think some law had been violated? Or if they didn't think that an undercover agent had been outed? And you hear this a lot from these people, including Bob Woodward, who's running around making this comment. And, of course, Bob Woodward, who knocked Fitzgerald's investigation when he himself had information about somebody who may have leaked her identity. And here he's trying to diminish the importance of the investigation and seeing that he sees no conspiracy. You know, that's unethical. Because he could have ended up in the crosshairs, and in fact he did go to the grand jury and he did testify. So, you know, we got all this going on. Plus a caller yesterday called, and I didn't see it, but I saw it this morning. Iraqi leaders have urged a timetable for eventual U.S. troop withdrawal. This was going on in Egypt, and I'll read you a little bit of that coming up. If you want to comment on this or anything else, 303-713-7600. And I know it's early in the morning here, and I appreciate you being here. And I just have such outrage about this. I really, really do. That these people continuously get up and lie, and that they get away with it because the media doesn't fact-check and doesn't go after these people and say, wait a minute, you didn't tell the truth. All right, 303-713-7600 if you want to comment. 618, 18 minutes after 6. Thanks for being here. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
So much self-defeating pessimism about Iraq comes at a time of real progress in that country. Coalition forces are making decisive strikes against terrorist strongholds, and more they are doing so with Iraqi forces at their side. There are more than 90 Iraqi army battalions fighting the terrorists, along with our forces. On the political side, every benchmark has been met successfully, starting with the turnover of sovereignty more than a year ago, the national elections last January, the drafting of the Constitution and its ratification by voters just last month.
Day to get this done. You know what? They'll, I mean, your carpets will look great. And so why clean them yourself? Why not get the best possible and have your house look great? And for $125 for three rooms and a hallway, you can't beat the price to go along with Superior Carpet Superior Work. Need your carpets or air ducts clean? Take my recommendation. Call Superior Carpet Care, 303-933-3000. That's 303.
At the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 623, 23 minutes after 6 o'clock. Sunny with a high of around 62. Thank God most people aren't up this time in the morning to listen to the first hour of this show and to me bubbling around. Here's a little story that also didn't make, just barely made the New York Times this morning, and probably you won't see all over the mainstream media either. This colonel, the Marine in the reserves, has taken issue with how his views were represented in a Republican attack last week on Representative Murtha. Speaking on the House floor on Friday, Representative Gene Schmidt, Mean Gene, a Republican of Ohio, asserted that a colonel had asked me to send Congressman Murtha a message that cowards cut and run, Marines never do. But a spokeswoman for the colonel, Danny R. Bopp, or Bupp, said Ms. Schmidt had misconstrued their conversation. And while Mr. Bopp, a Republican member of the Ohio House of Representatives, opposes a quick withdrawal of forces, he did not mention Congressman Murtha by name, and he did not mean to disparage Congressman Murtha, according to his spokeswoman. He feels as though the words in the Congresswoman Schmidt's chose did not represent their conversation. Asked to respond on Monday, the Congresswoman's office... When the Congresswoman's office was asked to respond, the only thing they would say is Ms. Schmidt's statement was never meant to disparage Congressman Murtha. Yeah, okay. And you know what they're saying? Since she wasn't elected to a full term in Congress, since it was a special election because Rob Portman was chosen by the White House, and I can't remember for what position that Portman was chosen from, for some kind of trade negotiator position or something. I can't remember this early, so shoot me. But she was only filling out part. She's only got a half term, like, to run or to hold that office, and then she's got to run for re-election. And people in Ohio say, Ohio, what's wrong with me this morning? People in Ohio are saying that she has sunk her chances at re-election. One can only hope. Let's go to Larry and Conifer. Larry, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Larry. How are you?
Hey, good. We're coming up on a great holiday.
Yeah, you bet, man. I'm cooking Thanksgiving dinner. Stand back.
All right. Good. Listen, I just, before I start saying anything, I just wanted to say what a fabulous thing. I mean, sometimes you berate yourself for what you think is this persistent, ongoing mantra about Iraq, Iraq, Iraq. Well, you know what? It's great. I think it's, to me, it's just the drip. Dripping, drip, drip, drip of water on a rock, and eventually the rock will erode. And it's so cool and righteous of you to do this day after day after day.
Thanks, I appreciate it. You're very kind.
Out and it just has to be done. So anyway, I just wanted to comment when Cheney brings up what Clinton did. I just had to comment on that. Bill Clinton, for instance, when he went into Bosnia, he had the forethought and the wisdom to gather nations together. He got the NATO allies together and said, this is something we have to do. It's critical. Let's do it. He gathered, you know, he gathered the world together to get an action done. And, you know, sure enough, no Americans have been killed over there, and the peace over there is holding somewhat.
Well, you know, that's a really good, that's a good point. And last night on Hardball, this Congressman Hay from Arizona, Republican from Arizona, J.D. Hayworth, I thought that was his name, yeah. He tried to make the case to Harold Ford Jr. of Tennessee, of Memphis, in that area where he's a congressman, that, well, we were in Bosnia, and we've been there for years, and nobody makes a big deal out of how long we've been in Bosnia. And Harold Ford answered back, and I thought rightly so. He said, yeah, but we're not losing any lives over there.
It's true. But here's the thing. Well, here's the huge difference. Bush decided to break international law. Our invasion of Iraq was this just bizarre animal, this preemptive action, an invasion of a sovereign nation. If you're going to go in that direction, and here's what I think. If Bill Clinton had ever decided we've got to invade Iraq, he would have considered all portions of the, all pieces of the puzzle. It's breaking international law. He would have gotten the UN together and gotten approval before going in, and there would have been many, many faces in a multinational effort to go into Iraq. America wouldn't be singled out as the enemy, and so forth.
Well, like Bush's father did.
Exactly. Well, yeah. You know, that's the huge difference. Bill Clinton not only did not break international law, he didn't. Bush did, and there's the huge, huge difference. If the world got together and said Saddam's a bully and it really is a threat, Clinton would have gathered all of us together to get it done. Bush didn't. Bush is an international criminal.
Well, I don't know if he's an international criminal, but he leaves a lot to be desired, and so does this White House. And somebody ought to stand up and tell him to quit lying on a daily basis. Larry, thank you, man. Great call.
Okay.
All right. Coming up next, a listener of this show tipped me off to this. And so we decided to investigate. Coming up next is Bob Urban, Senior Vice President of Conservation Programs at Defenders of Wildlife. And we're talking about the Pombo Bill here, which is a threat to our national treasures, our parks, and our wildlife. And if you want to find out more about the Pombo Bill, go to spell it out, SAVESA.org/Pombo. Or you can go to defenders.org. And we'll have Bob Urban on coming up. Let me quickly go to Lewis in Denver. Lewis, go ahead. You're on AM 760.
Hey, how are you doing today, Jay?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in here. What about you?
I'm driving down the highway right now. I just wanted to call you, and I'm just wondering how long this line will go on and on when you hear Dick Cheney and the president talk about we have so many battalions trained and ready, and then you hear the generals when they're brought to Capitol Hill and in front of Congress and they give you another different numbers, there's some discrepancy there, and I don't understand why the American people, we don't get it. I mean, the administration is telling us one thing, but we see on the ground, the little that we see on the ground, and what we hear from generals and commanders and that they're in the ground is different from what the administration is telling us. And I read the foreign newspapers. There was an article in La Repubblica, which is the Italian, actually it's a Corriere della Sera, which is an Italian newspaper, last week that talked about Grand Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani already requesting to set up a timetable for the withdrawal of the American troops. And, you know, the Shia Muslims are getting ready. They're getting ready for civil war. They're gonna. We've already discovered the secret prisons and the detention centers that they're running. They're running. You know, and they're getting ready for civil war.
Yeah, they are. They're jacked up for civil war. You're absolutely right. And you know what? How long the lying will go on? The lying will go on until we stand up and we tell this administration enough is enough. Lewis, be careful out there. Thank you for the call. 6:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with this accident. It's up on I-25 right around the turnpike. Four cars off to the left shoulder. Police are blocking the left lane, so we're seeing some pretty hefty jams coming out of the Thornton North Glen area now. Once you get by this crash, things open up for your ride into downtown. I-70 starting to bunch up in both directions as you approach I-25, 225 looking pretty good so far, and C-470 also in good shape. And things are picking up again around town. Foothills Parkway, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Baseline filling in. And the Turnpike actually doing okay in both directions to Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to be sunny today with highs in the 60s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Al Franken.
Freedom Harley Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give automanagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is automanagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at automanagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio, a $250 value. Now, isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With three times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
They don't want to sell you any car. They want to get you in the car that you want. So, if you're interested in buying a clean, late-model used car and getting more bang for your buck, by the way, Rockies is the place to go. Their cars are equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. That's from United Car Care. It's 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Check out Rockies on the Internet, and you can check out the inventory there and also pre-qualify for a car loan, which, of course, speeds up the process. RockiesAutos.com. Do a little shopping from the confines of your home or office. And Rockies Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check them out, Rockies Autos. They're located at a very convenient location at the corner of 63rd and Federal. Adopted by the U.S. House of Representatives, would decimate the conservation of endangered species under the Endangered Species Act, contrary to assertions by Representative Pombo, who, by the way, came in as one of the 13 most corrupt congressmen in a recent survey. The bill would undermine, not enhance, species recovery and would cripple the Endangered Species Act. And let's talk to Bob Irwin. Bob, good morning and welcome to AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. Thanks for having me.
And I also thought that this bill also threatens the national parks as well. Am I wrong about that?
Well, the bill focuses on the Endangered Species Act, but certainly our national parks contain habitat and endangered species. So to the extent that it undermines protection for endangered species, it threatens our parks, too. Congressman Pombo has some other bills out there. He at one point proposed selling off 15 pieces of the national park system. So he certainly is no friend of the parks either.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask you, what's wrong with this guy? I mean, is he getting paid by special interests to introduce this legislation to destroy national treasures?
Well, he came into Congress campaigning to undo the Endangered Species Act, and that's been his goal ever since he came in. But he's expanded his horizons a little bit. He takes lots of money from the oil and gas industry and from real estate developers, and quite frankly, he's doing their bidding.
Well, what good would it do to disable the Endangered Species Act? I mean, what does he hope to gain by this?
Well, he hopes to make life easier for his supporters in the real estate development industry and in the oil and gas industry. He is taking a far-right approach to an issue, conservation of endangered species, that in fact enjoys broad bipartisan support among the American people. So he's really off base. And this bill is a terrible bill that would remove all of the basic protections for endangered species.
Let's talk about some of those protections that this bill would dismantle.
Well, one of the most outrageous things that this bill does is it actually would require taxpayers to pay developers not to kill endangered species. It has a provision in it that says that a developer can propose a project, demand to know from the Fish and Wildlife Service whether the project will kill endangered species. The service has 180 days to let them know. If the service misses the deadline, which happens all the time because of their lack of staff and resources, if they miss the deadline, the developer gets a free pass and can go forward with the project no matter how bad the impact is on endangered species. But even if the Fish and Wildlife Service meets the deadline and says, yeah, the project is going to kill endangered species, at that point the developer can say, okay, I demand that you pay me for the value of the project. And there is no restriction on how many times a developer can propose a project on the same piece of ground and demand compensation for it. So literally, a developer could plan a casino 1 month, demand payment for that, and then the next month propose a shopping mall on the same piece of ground and demand payment for that. I've told people that if this bill ever gets signed into law, that everybody should go out and buy endangered species habitat, because you'll be able to retire on the money that you can demand from the taxpayers.
You know, I always ask this question about people like Pombo. How do you think they sleep at night?
I hope poorly, because what this bill does and what he's trying to do is not only a disaster for endangered species, it's a disaster for the American people and for our children. We owe it to our children to leave them a world rich in wildlife and wildlife habitat, and this bill would undermine our ability to do that.
6:39, 21 minutes in front of 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We're talking to Bob Irvin, Senior Vice President of Conservation Programs at Defenders of Wildlife. One of the things I saw in this, which I found to be really, just shocking, is it also undermines protections for marine species. What's up with that?
Well, it does a couple of things. First of all, it completely cuts the National Marine Fisheries Service out of the endangered species conservation business. And the National Marine Fisheries Service has been involved in the conservation of marine species since the advent of the Act 30 years ago. So it removes all of that expertise. And second, it contains a provision that's directed specifically at protection of manatees in Florida. And it says that as long as a project complies with whatever the Corps of Engineers permit requirements are, that they don't have to worry about any further impacts under the Endangered Species Act, which means that manatees will lose protection in Florida. These are animals that are endangered.
Right.
One of the biggest problems is that they get hit by motorboats. And so the permitting of marinas in Florida is a big impact on this future of manatees.
Yeah, I used to live in Florida, and you're right, that's a big issue. So I can't imagine any senator or congressman like Bill Nelson or, Bob Martinez, or I can't remember who the Republican senator is from Florida, but Mel Martinez.
Right.
I can't imagine any of them or any congresspeople signing on to this if you're in the state of Florida.
Well, you would think that would be the case, but it's amazing in the House of Representatives, the House passed this Pombo bill, including with votes from Republican congressmen from Florida. So it is an outrage that Congressman Pombo has a bill that is going to do such damage to conservation of endangered species. But we're really working hard to get the Senate to take a much more careful and deliberate approach to this. We want the Pombo bill to be dead on arrival in the Senate, and we want the Senate to look carefully at what changes, responsible changes, can be made to the Endangered Species Act.
Do you think you'll have success in killing it in the Senate?
Well, we certainly hope so, and it'll depend on people like the folks listening to this program who are concerned about endangered species letting their senators know how important it is to maintain a strong Endangered Species Act. And Colorado Senator Salazar is a key voice in that debate.
So we should get in touch with him and tell him that the Pombo bill is not acceptable to those of us who care about the environment and care about endangered species and care about our national parks.
That's exactly right. And if people want more information about this, they can go to our website that we've set up for Endangered Species Act issues, and that's www.saveesa.org. That's SAVEESA.org. And you can find out what's going on in Congress with this bill and also link to sending a message to your senators.
Was there ever any public comment about this bill, or did Pombo just introduce it and it slid through the House of Representatives?
I've told people he moved this bill faster than a Vegas wedding. He introduced the bill, held a hearing on it, and marked it up and took it to the floor all in the space of less than 10 days, which is almost unheard of in Congress. And certainly a bill of this magnitude affecting an issue of this importance, it's really outrageous.
And did any Democrats sign on to this?
Well, there were Democrats who supported the bill, but more importantly, there was a bipartisan substitute bill that was offered on the floor. It was sponsored by Congressman George Miller of California and Sherwood Bollard of New York. And that substitute only narrowly failed. It lost by a vote of 216 to 206. Just 10 votes would have spelled the difference. And that actually is encouraging to us because it tells the Senate that there is no strong mandate for the kinds of irresponsible changes that Pombo is seeking.
You know, if my memory serves me correct, Pombo's from California.
That's right. He's from Tracy, California, just east of the San Francisco Bay Area.
Who in the world would vote for this guy? I mean, I mean, people like this just amaze me. They just amaze me.
Well, I think he's in for probably one of his tightest reelection races ever this year because I think people are waking up. Polling that we've done in his district demonstrates that there's the majority of the folks in his district support the Endangered Species Act. And certainly we and others are doing everything we can to educate those voters about what their member is doing.
And is there a viable candidate, do you know, that's going to run against him?
There are a couple of folks who have indicated interest on the Democratic side. And indeed, former Congressman Pete McCloskey, who was actually one of the original authors of the Endangered Species Act, a Republican from California, has said that he is considering running against Pombo in the Republican primary.
Oh, wow. McCloskey was really a maverick, too.
And he's very upset about what Congressman Pombo has done on environmental issues, in particular the Endangered Species Act.
All right. You know what, Bob, thank you so much for your time this early in the morning. And this is something I think everybody should get hip to, and not only put pressure on Ken Salazar, but, you know, it also take a little time out of your day to drop Mr. Pombo an email and let him know how you feel. And it amazes me that a guy in California, you know, would sit there and introduce a bill that would threaten the manatees, you know, in Florida. What the hell does he know about any of that?
Well, it's a good question, but clearly he has written a bill that is designed to benefit development interests and to harm endangered species. It's that simple.
It's disgusting. Bob, thank you so much for your time. Really do appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, Jay.
Oh, you got it. All right, there you go. A listener tipped me off to this Pombo bill, and I knew nothing about it until I started looking into it. And it is disgusting. Now, if you ever lived in Florida, you know that those manatees are rare and that they do get hit by boats and that increasing marinas and docking areas is a threat to them and all endangered species across this country, this Pombo bill. So I urge you, if you got time today, to let Senator Salazar know how you feel about this bill. Also, you might want to let Mr. Pombo know how you feel about it. And by the way, the name of the bill is it's H.R. 3824. That's H.R. 3824, adopted by the U.S. House of Representatives. So you might want to reference that in your reference to the Pombo situation. 303-713-7600, and we got more stuff, good stuff coming up 7 o'clock. And if you want to talk about this endangered species thing and the Pombo bill, hey, feel free to call up, or if you want to get back to the subject of Iraq, 303-713-7600.
Checking out the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the 60s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. Believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now. Register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese, and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Comcast high-speed internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza. It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
About Bush's billboard contest on Bush's visit with Musgrave. So that's coming up next year. Let me go to Rick in Black Forest. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. Hopefully you can hear me. I'm in Cherry Hills. I don't have a good signal here.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I wanted to bring up the fact in the debate over the intelligence and who had access or who had the same intelligence. We ought to be absolutely hitting the right over the head with the statements that Colin Powell made referencing his remarks, where he was deliberately misled, and he was referring to the speech that he made in the United Nations.
Oh, yeah, that's where he says that he didn't write that, that they wrote it for him, and that the information that he gave there was false, and that he was misled. And Lawrence Wilkerson, who was an associate of Colin Powell's, who worked for Colin Powell, here in the last couple of weeks has spoken out and has said that there was a cabal in the White House that cooked this stuff up.
Yeah, exactly. Even the right has to respect Colin Powell, so I would say we should use that argument at every opportunity.
I don't know if they respect him or they're more or less in the position that they just want to they just want to stay away from him. They don't want to really get into that whole thing. And, you know, it makes me wonder why he quit the Bush administration, why he said he had had enough. And I wonder if this whole thing in Iraq had anything to do with it. And I'd love to ask him that question.
It'd be interesting to measure Colin Powell's poll percentages against Cheney's and Bush's.
Well, there was a poll out, the last poll I saw, which was a couple of years ago, indicated that he could run for president. Maybe this was before the 2004 election, that he could run for president, but his wife said no. But he had enough popular support, or he certainly could have been, you know, somebody's vice president. I mean, a killer ticket for the Republicans would have been John McCain and Colin Powell. But instead, we ended up with, you know, the goober as president.
Yeah. Well, that's all I had to say. I just wanted to remind people that Powell had said he was deliberately misled.
You got it, pal. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. And a caller brought this up yesterday on the program, and I didn't. He said he saw it on the CNN ticker thing, and I didn't see it. But now it's all over the news this morning. Iraqi leaders meeting at a reconciliation conference in Cairo urged an end to violence in the country and demanded a timetable for the withdrawal of coalition troops from Iraq. In a final statement read by Arab League Chief Army Musalla, host of the three-day summit, they called for the withdrawal of foreign troops according to a timetable through putting in place an immediate national program to rebuild the armed forces. And no date was specified on that timetable, but they want a timetable, which is what, you know, a lot of Democrats are asking for. And here's something else about the Democrats. You know, the Republicans talk about cut and run. This is their latest buzz phrase about cut and run, although nobody in the Democratic Party is talking about that. Number two, the Democratic Party is fractured as to what we should do in Iraq. Everybody has got a different opinion. I'm going to talk a little bit later about Hillary Clinton, who in a speech basically said that that pulling out now would be a bad idea. Even John Murtha, even his resolution, as we talked about yesterday, doesn't talk about getting out immediately. It talks about setting up certain things for withdrawal and doing it in 6 months. Setting up certain goals for withdrawal and doing it in 6 months and redeploying troops to the edge and not taking them out completely. But, of course, the Republicans, as they twist everything else in life, Ken Melman and the rest of those jackals, you know what they're doing is they're distorting what has been said. And Joseph Biden doesn't think pulling out immediately is the thing to do, and Biden's going to run for the presidency of the United States, probably along with Hillary Clinton. So Democrats are fractured on this, and I think the ongoing frustrating thing for most of us is that unlike the Republicans, well, the Republicans now are fractured, but unlike the Republicans of the past, you know, the Democrats can't ever all get on the same page. And they really don't have a plan for anything right now, although there's supposed to be one coming out next year. But, you know, at this juncture, they don't really have to have a plan. All they have to do is sit back and let the administration basically stew in its own incompetent juices. But, you know, this is what the administration says. They always twist the facts, this administration, by saying, well, they're talking about cut and run. And you know what? And nobody is talking about that. Nobody is saying we should cut and run. The only guy who's saying we should get out immediately is Russell Feingold, who also is rumored to want to run for the presidency, senator from Wisconsin, very liberal, who believes that we should get out immediately. And what the Republicans do is they distort where the Democrats stand, and then they turn around, and then they try to label us as being soft on defense, and that, you know, they're the daddy party, and we're the mommy party. And then in reality, what goes on is the daddy party has taken us down the wrong road totally, not only with Iraq, but they've also taken us down the wrong road with deficit spending. You just heard Bob Ervin, senior vice president of conservation programs at Defenders for Wildlife, talk about this Pombo bill. And guess what? It's a Republican-sponsored bill. So they don't respect the Earth's natural resources. They don't care about endangered species. They don't care about what our children are going to inherit, both in the deficit and the debacle in Iraq and the Endangered Species Act. Or the Clean Air Act, which is really about, dirtying the atmosphere. And I just don't see how any right-thinking citizen can even go along with the Republican Party at this particular juncture. And there are. I get emails from people who are Republicans who feel lost because they feel like, I got one yesterday. They feel like their party is, like, on the wrong track and screwed up and making the wrong decisions. And they know that Dick Cheney is a liar. And they know that George W. Bush doesn't tell the truth. And they feel crushed that this has happened to their political party, and they're looking for some place to go. And my attitude is, join us. Because we really do offer an alternative. And our plan will talk about such things as universal health care, which we need in this country, a college education for all, which we need in this country, oil independence, which we need in this country, even though gas prices have now dropped 18 cents in the last couple of weeks. But, you know, these are a few of the things we're talking about, and just a few, and there's much more to go. So if you're out there listening this morning and you're in a strange Republican, I say hop on board. Hop on board the progressive train. All right, coming up next, Michael Huttner, Executive Director of Progress Now. This is the Bush Billboard Contest, and Michael will tell you about it, and we'll get more into it after 7 o'clock. I also want to talk about General Motors And we'll get into this thing about Hillary, too. That's all coming up next hour here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Thanks for stringing along this morning.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Monday through Friday.
Tune in to UPN 20 tonight from 6 to 7, 9 to 11. Win a PSP or even a trip. UPN 20 at 6.
AM 760.
Jay Marvin.
Al Franken.
Ed Schultz.
Randy Rose.
The Majority Report.
And Mike Malloy.
Your progressive station.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. He still faces two counts of murder, but the Lititz, Pennsylvania teenager accused of killing his girlfriend's parents won't be charged with kidnapping. KYW-TV's Todd Quinones says police believe 14-year-old Kara Borden was not forced to go along with 18-year-old David Ludwig when he fled the shooting scene.
Minutes after her parents were gunned down inside their own home, what did their 14-year-old daughter Kara Borden do? Detectives say she chased after her boyfriend, 18-year-old David Ludwig, and jumped into his car with the intention to, according to Ludwig, get as far away as possible, get married, and start a new life.
Police say Ludwig told detectives he killed the girl's parents because they wanted him to stop seeing her. Panic in Tikrit. No one was hurt, but American and Iraqi VIPs had to scramble for cover when insurgents lobbed a mortar toward one of Saddam Hussein's old presidential palaces. It happened during a ceremony returning the palace to Iraqi control. In Cairo, leaders of Iraq's three major groups have issued a communique calling for a timetable for the withdrawal of American forces.
What's interesting about this statement is that for once, the Shiites, Sunnis, and Kurds all seem to agree on something. And that in itself can be seen as progress.
CBS's Anyush Rayo in Baghdad. Texas Congressman Tom DeLay will be back in court in Austin 90 minutes from now, hoping to have his money laundering and conspiracy indictment thrown out.
DeLay's attorneys already have established that they're going to fight over every scrap of this case, and they've already succeeded in replacing one judge. Now, this hearing is about a purely legal issue, whether Texas law permits the charge against DeLay. If the judge says yes, the case proceeds. If he says no, we'll likely see an appeal.
CBS News legal analyst Andrew Cohen. Detroit Red Wings defenseman Yuri Fisher is in good condition after collapsing on the bench during last night's game. Teammate Brendan Shanahan didn't know at the time that Fisher's heart had stopped beating, but he did know something was terribly wrong.
You can just tell when it's urgent like that, and I think a couple of us jumped on the ice and started screaming for the referees to blow the whistle.
Arena medics used a defibrillator to restart Fisher's heart. A British man who spent 4 years in Houston has been diagnosed with a human form of mad cow disease. But Dr. Ed Septimus, an infectious disease expert, doubts he got sick from eating American beef.
People can be reassured that it was not something he may have eaten after he came to the state of Texas. It was something he undoubtedly ate when he was still living overseas.
Xbox marks the spot. At stores around the country last night, hundreds of anxious buyers ignored the rain and the cold to make sure they'd get Microsoft's new video game console. Sales of the Xbox 360 began at the stroke of midnight.
I've heard a lot of good stuff and a lot of bad stuff about it, but, you know, I have to just see for myself. You know, that's why I'm here.
And just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are down about 3 points. This is CBS News.
It's Midnight Madness at CompUSA this Wednesday. Get a $250 CompUSA gift card to spend in-store any way you want, like on an eMachines desktop and end up paying $89.99, or a Toshiba laptop and end up paying $399.99, our lowest prices ever. All when you sign up for AOL service. Save a bundle this Wednesday at Midnight Madness from 6 p.m. to midnight. CompUSA, we got it, we get it. Offers valid when you sign up for 12 months of AOL service on a new account in-store and after mail and rebate. Early termination fees and other restrictions apply. Quantities limited. Offer not valid in Connecticut. See store for details.
This is Rocky Mosel with International Star Registry. For over 25 years, we've been brightening people's holidays with the most magical gift. Name a star after someone. For only $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will send an incredible personalized gift package and record the new star name in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. This is an eternal gift that's never forgotten. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We are seeing a busy ride around town, the diagonal Highway 93 and Foothills Parkway all loaded up, and Denverbound on the Turnpike a little slow now from Federal over to Pecos. Big problem continues to be southbound I-25, jam solid from 104th. That's because of a multi-car crash tied up the left shoulder at the Turnpike. You can get by that because all lanes are open, but it is a slow go into downtown. Now in Aurora, southbound 225, a little sluggish from Colfax down to 6th Avenue. That way bunch up again from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And on to the forecast, going to be sunny this afternoon with highs in the 60s. We're at 35 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Remember this.
Acevedo giving to Brown. Brown pushes the man. Five. He's there. 62. That's the most points ever given up by the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Friday, the Colorado.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. Sunny, a high of around 62 today. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Thank you so much for making an appointment to join me. 303-713-7600. And George W. Bush is coming to town. And he's going to help raise money for Marilyn Musgrave. Now, with his poll numbers, do you think Marilyn Musgrave is like in her right mind having this guy come to town? Anyway, let's talk to Michael Huttner. He is executive director at Progress Now and has got a Bush billboard contest going on. Michael.
Then we're not going to announce it through Thanksgiving. Then next Tuesday, when President Bush is in town for Marilyn Musgrave, we're going to have a huge truck that has a gigantic 10-by-22-foot display displaying the winner of this billboard contest and drive it around the Brown Palace where they're having their fundraiser and throughout the Denver strategic area throughout Denver.
This is a great idea. Who came up with this idea?
You know what? It was actually a tip from one of our network members, and we're asking everybody to sign up, and we always get great tips. Somebody had given us the idea of having the huge truck, and then we already had this technology to build your own billboard at progressnowaction.org.
You think there's going to be a lot of people at the Brown Palace? Think a lot of protesters, a lot of people who don't particularly like this administration, which I'm one of them, but do you think they're going to show up at the Brown Palace?
I think there'll be some. The only thing is, because it's just coming out of the Thanksgiving weekend, I think there's not as much notice as there usually would be.
You know, how do you figure Marilyn Musgrave brings this guy to town to try to raise money? What is up with that, considering his poll numbers are like at an all-time low?
Well, I think why they don't want attention, it would be great to have your listeners either go to the Brown Palace or go to our website at progressnowaction.org, is that they're really trying to keep this kind of quiet. You really haven't heard much about it. There's been a little bit in the papers, but because his poll numbers are an all-time low, this is really for one reason. That's to raise major, major money to save Marilyn Musgrave, because she's at risk of losing her seat for writing, you know, for voting with such a right-wing voting record over and over and over.
It just seems to me that either she's going to get a lot of money, or she's going to get a lot of money, but it's going to backfire because who is it? Angie Piccioni, I think, is running against her.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, she can use that as similar, you know, as Corzine did in New Jersey, linking her up with George W. Bush, who is not the most, not one of the most popular guys in town these days.
Absolutely. And, you know, they're not even going to the fourth CD while President Bush is in town. They're having it at the Brown Palace, which is in the first CD. It's really to get as much money as you can from rich people that don't even live in the district and get out of here and hopefully avoid the press as much as possible, which is starting to become kind of an MO of Cheney and the president as they travel around the country.
Is to what? Just kind of sneak in?
They want to sneak in, get the major money from their old donors, the big money folks, and then get out and not have to deal with the press or the public holding them accountable.
Talk a little bit more about what your organization does besides the billboard contest.
Sure. We are a state-based, so we're Colorado-based, media nerve center. And basically we have folks all over the state that have signed up. You can sign up for free at progressnowaction.org. And then they give us tips for different things that they're doing in their communities that we publicize. And likewise, we allow them to utilize our software, which it's just brand new. It just got kicked off, where they can utilize what would be about a $15,000 or $20,000 package of software to organize in their own communities, but for free. And so a lot of people are signing up and organizing around whatever issue they care about in their own community.
How about funding? Are you like a nonprofit and you ask people online to contribute?
We have both a 501c3, which is a nonprofit where people can contribute, and we also have a C4 where it's not tax deductible, but people that care about trying to change this, you know, turn this state and this country around have been donating to us as well.
Well, you know, it sounds like a great idea. I mean, it sounds like even a better than great idea. It sounds like a fantastic idea to put this billboard together and drive it around the Brown Palace. You think Bush would actually see it?
I think what we're hoping, and likewise, we ask people, they can actually, again, submit their own billboard, and they can vote on the ones that are already up on our website at progressnowaction.org. There's over 200 billboards just in the past 24 hours that people have submitted to be voted on. And tomorrow, about noon, we're going to close the polls because we've got to send the winner to get it developed onto a huge billboard. I'm hoping that the press that we'll see it around, driving around the Brown Palace and around downtown Denver, wherever we can go. We'll cover it, and I'm sure President Bush will probably, hopefully, be seeing it in the news coverage the next day.
Yeah, that's if he watches the news. I don't mean to be cynical, but this is a guy who it does not seem to me to be a big consumer of news information, a la the whole Katrina situation in which Dan Bartlett had to sit down with a couple of DVDs and go, look what they're saying here, as this guy wandered around oblivious to what was happening around him. So you're right, though. Some of his aides and some of the people connected with him, and the national press will be here too, and they'll see it. And, you know, I'll bet you make the national media like CNN and MSNBC, which would be great, letting the rest of the nation know that there are progressives here and that there are anti-Bush activists, and that he's just not going to be able to roll into town, raise money for Marilyn Musgrave, and then just roll out.
Yeah, what's amazing is the real story kind of that hasn't been told here is how much demand we're getting. Yesterday we had our website almost crash because we had such an overwhelming demand all over Colorado from people trying to vote on the billboards and submit their own. It was very, very slow, which was a good sign for us because so many people are interested in sharing their views and welcoming President Bush in an interesting sense to Colorado.
You know, you got that many hits that it crashed your website temporarily?
It almost crashed. It was really, for a while, we thought it was going to crash completely. It was just where you was almost so slow that it was tough because there was just so much traffic.
And was that from your membership, or do you think that it's a grapevine word of mouth that's getting out about this contest?
Well, the nice part is when you submit your own submission at progressnowaction.org, you can then have the opportunity to forward it to your friends and family and whoever you wish, and then once they see it, they can either vote on the billboards or they can submit one of their own. So we're asking people to forward it around both around Colorado and, for that matter, around the country.
You know, it's a genius idea. It really is. And you can get people involved, really, from not only the state of Colorado but all over the country. And that's just a really, really great idea. And you know what? I thank you for being on the program. And let's give that out again. It's progressnow.org. So either come up with your own billboard, right?
That's right. You can submit your own billboard today all day long. It'll be up on our website tomorrow morning and tonight. ProgressNowAction.org.
Oh, ProgressNowAction.org.
That's right.
Okay, not just Progress Now, but ProgressNowAction.org. And you're gonna cut off the voting. Let's remind people again.
At noon tomorrow, and then we will announce in the press, and we'll have the truck going around next Tuesday, November 29th, during President Bush's visit to Denver.
Well, I got to tell you, man, I'm on that website this afternoon. I don't know if I could come out with a good slogan, but I'm certainly going to vote for some of the ones up there. Tell me real quickly before we run out of time here, can you tell me approximately how many are up there now to vote on?
There's just over 200.
So you got to go through 200 slogans, but you pick the best one.
Yeah, you can vote on. They're all on the same page, so you can pick whichever ones that you think deserve your vote.
Are you going to drive the truck?
I'm not driving the truck. But if any of your listeners, we have a driver, but we're certainly looking for people to be there, and we're even thinking of handing out copies of the winners.
What a great idea, Michael! Thank you so much, and if you ever want to talk about some of your other projects, man, get in touch with us. We'd love to have you on.
Thank you, Jay, for having us on.
Oh, you bet! Thanks a lot. There's Michael Huttner, Executive Director of Progress Now. Okay, if you want to vote on this, or you want to do your own slogan, go to progressnowaction.org. That's progressnowaction.org. What a great idea. Bush in town next week, and they're going to drive this truck around with the stuff on it. I think it's just absolutely amazing, and it's a great idea. You know, and you get the best ideas from people who are out there via the Internet. They give you the best tips. And, you know, I'm wondering, and I don't know if we'll get enough calls on this, but if I gave you the option of what you would put on a billboard, what would you say to George W. Bush? What would be your response to him? At 303-713-7600, what would you say to him? If you could say anything to George W. Bush on a billboard, and you don't even have to come up with a snappy line, you just want to put a message up there, like go home now, or whatever the case may be. Four lines open at 303-713-7600. What would you say to George W. Bush? You know what? Not only that, what would you put on a billboard, but suppose I could get you an audience with him on the 29th. If you could sit down, with George W. Bush, or the President of the United States, and you had like 6 minutes or something to tell him something, what would you say to him? For me, I don't know where I would start. there's so much I object to about his administration. I guess I would start with my number one peeve right now, which is an ongoing thing on this show, which is Iraq. I would definitely, whatever I put on a billboard, it would have to do something with Iraq. It really would. I just find this extremely hard to get over, that this goes on every single day. All right, 303-713-7600. Let's see what you got to put up there. And what would you say to George W. Bush if you had, 5 or 6 minutes with him? Seven of those came on and started advertising with me. And so I went out there, and I looked at the cars. And then one day out there, Mary and I saw a car. We needed another car because we only had one car. We had moved here from Chicago. You got to have two cars. And we wanted something that was economical, and we wanted something that fit our needs. So we went out to Rocky's Autos, and we bought a car from them. And it was great. And slowly but surely over the years now, the people at Rocky's Autos have become my friends. And I'm proud to be associated with them, and we knocked down that cynicism. So one of the things I want to do is try to knock down that cynicism with you. If you're in the market for a clean, late model used car, truck, minivan, van, or SUV, need something for the family, or you want to get a second car, transportation, or you want to get a car for yourself, the place to go is Rocky's Autos, because they got good people working out there who are not satisfied just to show you any automobile. They want you to get what you need. And at Rocky's, good people out there like Colby and Fred Labrato and Marvell Shear and Darla and the people just working out there, they really go the extra mile. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles. This is from United Car Care. 30 days, 3,000 miles. Mary and I just bought a car from Rocky's about 4 months ago. And it was great having that worry-free protection program. So check out Rocky's Autos online at rockysautos.com. Scan the inventory there. Pre-qualify for a car loan, or go on out there and see them. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m.
Are you worried about your cholesterol or blood pressure? What about your joints? With all the news lately, what should you do? Well, have you considered omega-3 fish oil? Millions already have because it's safe, natural, and it really works. Fish oil is proven to support healthy triglycerides and blood pressure. And now new research reveals powerful benefits for joints, wrinkled skin, even focus and concentration. If this sounds like you, we can help. We want to rush you a free bottle of Purity's Advanced Omega-3. Simply call 1-800-622-3114 and ask for your free bottle. We know that once you experience our omega-3, you'll become a loyal fish oil customer. With 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil capsules, our omega-3 delivers better and faster results. It's doctor-recommended, purified, and mercury-free. So what are you waiting for? Call 1-800-622-3114 for your free bottle and experience the miracle of fish oil. That's 1-800-622-3114.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will.
Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. Believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Boulder's Progressive Talk.
What would you do if I suddenly sneezed on the air? I'm trying to keep from doing that. 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. No wonder my doctor thinks I'm a hypochondriac. I got a doctor's appointment today. He thinks I'm a hypochondriac, too. Okay, it's 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. Sunny today, a high of around 62. 303-713-7600. We'll get to your calls coming up here in just a second. Barb Belinker of Denver is this hour's $1,000 name. Cash, just for being a loyal listener to AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sign up now at AM760.net. All right, what would you put on a billboard that, you know, that we could drive around town, that the Progress Now Action.org can drive around town? Or what would you say to George W. Bush if you had like 6 minutes with him? Now, here's one of the ground rules. It's got to be clean. Please don't embarrass all of us, including myself, by including anything in there that would consider to be dirty. All right, let's go to Dan in Arvada. Dan, you're on AM 760. Good morning. All right, let's go to Carolyn in Pueblo. Carolyn, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Happy Thanksgiving almost.
Oh, yeah, you too.
Thanks. I hope your dinner turns out well. It should be very interesting.
Yeah, we're having mashed potatoes from the box.
Hey, whatever works.
You got it.
Did you have an opportunity to see a close-up of Bush's face when he couldn't open the door?
Yes, I laughed so hard I couldn't stand it.
I mean, isn't it such a flummoxed look?
He's just so... You know, as one website called him yesterday, one website called him a goober. and I think it fits.
I mean, he is so incompetent. Well, my idea for a billboard is a good close-up of that expression of his and him standing there at the door and saying, no exit strategy.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's a great one.
Okay.
I like that a lot. Thanks, Carolyn. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for your program.
Oh, you got it.
Bye.
All right, got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. That one's good, no exit strategy. What would you put on a billboard? And, of course, you can go to ProgressNowAction.org and vote on the ones that are already up there. Or, you know, for those of you that are not billboard-oriented, what would you say to George W. Bush if you had, like, 6 minutes with him next week when he comes to town? Besides showing him the right door to get out of. If any of you saw that yesterday. A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Dan in Arvada. Dan, hi. You're on AM760.
Hi, Jay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing good, Dan. What about yourself?
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking. How about George? According to Gene Schmidt, you're a coward since you cut and ran in Afghanistan.
Yeah, that's not bad. Gene Schmidt Mr. President, Gene Schmidt wants to know your service record.
And the other one would be, hey, George, where's the up or down vote for the pit bull in size 6 shoes?
Yeah, there you go. You know, you bring that up. That's really true. That doesn't get discussed too much in the mainstream media. But how hypocritical is it? I'm sure you've seen these ads that are running for Alito. How hypocritical is it to claim that you want an up or down vote for Alito, but Harry and Myers never got one?
Yeah, I heard him say that several times about we need an up or down vote for him, and he never said it for her.
Yeah, I wonder why.
You have a great day, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, take care. All right, what would you put on a billboard to George W. Bush, or what would you say to him if you had 6 minutes? 303-713-7600. And I, you know, that whole Harriet Myers thing was another one of the list of disasters that has befallen this president in the last year or so. And things are getting more sticky for the Republican Party all the time, by the way. There's a story out this morning that Tom DeLay may face a federal charge, that he may be indicted federally, which would blow his whole political bias theory right out of the water. Deneen, in Westminster, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Deneen, you there?
Yes, hello.
Okay, go ahead, Deneen, you're on.
I would pose a question to President Bush. If there was a billboard, I would have a question that said, are you going to help us raise our children and have a hipster, a military family with the husband shadowed out?
Yeah, you know, that's a good one. I was thinking about that here this morning between 6 and 7. What do you say to all of those kids? You say to those kids that your father or your mother died valiantly in the service of their country, but what do you do when those kids are older and they ask you why we went to Iraq and why my father or my mother were there? What do you say to them?
That's a good question. I hope I never have to answer that for my daughter.
Boy, I hope so, too. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
No problem.
Okay, have a good day. Yeah, what would you, you know, that's another thing. I mean, you want to answer that question since I brought it up. I mean, what do you tell kids about this? I mean, because we support the troops. I mean, no matter what the Republicans say, and no matter how much they try to paint us as being, anti-patriotic and get into that whole shtick, which Dick Cheney, the Darth Vader, of American politics likes to get into, we're not. And I think we support the troops just as much as anybody else. And isn't the greatest thing about supporting the troops wanting to bring them home? What would you say to one of their kids? All right, and also, what would you say to George W. Bush on a billboard? And you can go to progressnowaction.org, and you can vote for the ones that are already up there. And I don't know about you, if I come up with a good one here, I'm going to get on their website this afternoon and propose one. Let's go to Jason in Denver. Jason, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
I have an idea for a billboard for George W. Bush.
Okay.
I think we should have a running total of all the casualties that have happened in the Iraq War. Remind the American people that there is a price being paid. And underneath the running total, have a note to President Bush saying, just say when.
Yeah, you know, that running total is a great idea, because I'll tell you, think about this. When we were in Vietnam, when we were in Korea, when we were in World War II, there was some kind of sacrifice other than human lives. And in this war, I think one of the problems is with it is there's no connection to it, because there's no sacrifice in this country. And I think people need to be reminded daily of not only the casualties in Iraq itself, but also the casualties of the Iraqis, as many Iraqis that have died, don't you?
Absolutely.
And you're right. This slips out of people's minds, and that would be a great, you know, the running total of that many people dead with that question would be, I think, would be ideal. Thank you, Jason. Yeah. Good call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, he's got a good point there. Because, you know, CNN runs it on the ticker tape every once in a while, but most of us, do you think the average American realizes how many people are dead? I mean, I know it's above 2,000, or it's like, what is it, 2,069? But it seems like we lose one or two people every day. So it keeps growing. And maybe we need to be reminded of this on an everyday basis. One line open at 303-713-7600. Scott in Longmont. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, first-time caller. It's great to talk to you, man.
Hey, Scott, thank you for being on.
Hey, I agree with that last guy on the running total, but a good addition to that would be have a daily total, the DFAT, so you see what happens every single day.
Yeah, because, you know, it's gotten to the point now where it just gets a blurb on the news. We don't really hear, basically, about, you know, what goes on. I mean, they did run that thing about they were giving some Iraqi building back to the Iraqis, one of Saddam Hussein's old palaces. And the insurgency lobbed a mortar shell in there, and everybody had to run. But you're right. We don't hear about the individual deaths very much and how it happened.
You see the 8, 10, 7, you know, every single day. But anyway, so I've got a different one, and this would work for billboard or bumper sticker. All right?
Yep.
Bush spends what Jesus saves.
That's great. That's really a good one.
Or just Jesus saves and underneath that bush spins or something like that.
Yeah, you know what? And that's a good one, too, about the deficit and also the spending of human life. Scott, thank you, man. Thanks for being a first-time caller.
All right, thanks, man.
All right, appreciate it. A couple of lines open here at 303-713-7600. And nobody, and I can't boil it down into 6 minutes, but nobody yet has called to say what they would say to Bush if you got an audience with him at the Brown Palace next week. And watch your billboard suggestions, too. 303-713-7600. And don't forget, you can go to progressnowaction.org to not only suggest your own billboard, but also to vote on the ones that are already there. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Thanks, Jay. We are seeing a busy ride around town. The diagonal, Highway 93, and Foothills Parkway all loaded up. Denver bound on the turnpike, a little sluggish from Federal over to Pecos. And watch for an accident now southbound 225 at Parker Road. That's slowing things down for your ride into the tech center. Also have a new accident on the right shoulder, westbound I-76 after 88. So expect a slow go from 96th Avenue. And southbound I-25, still only heavy from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. Checking the forecast.
5 liter spirit in the entire store is on sale for up to 30% off. This is an Applejack Cellar Master sale you won't want to miss. Now this is a holiday. Wait, your quickest route to the airport shopping, Boulder, Broomfield, and Lafayette. Get info at nwpky.org.
Live, local, and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, I'm looking through my Bush collection here. How about this one? I'm just going to push one at random.
What do you think tribal sovereignty means in the 21st century? And how do we resolve conflicts between tribes and the federal and state governments?
Yeah. Tribal sovereignty means that. It's sovereign. You've been given sovereignty and you're viewed as a sovereign entity. Okay. And therefore, the relationship between the federal government and tribes is one between sovereign entities.
That's your president. Don't you love him? All right, it's 7:35, 25 minutes away from 8. What would you put on a billboard, or what would you say to George W. Bush if you had like 6 minutes with him? You can get him to explain sovereignty. Or have him say, like, this is tough work. This is a tough job, winning this war on terror. And you can go to progressnowaction.org to vote on the billboards that are up there. They're going to drive it around a gigantic truck with a billboard on it. Around the Brown Palace on next Tuesday. I was trying to think of some way to work Cheney into this discussion, too. Let's go to Brandon in Denver. Brandon, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Brandon.
Hey, all working men for you. What do Iraq and Iran have in common?
I don't know what.
Halliburton.
That's not bad. That's not bad. You can put that on the billboard. Hey, Mr. President, about Halliburton.
Yeah, I mean, it's the axis of evil, you know, and he said you're either for or against us, but that's been one major inconsistency that no one in the media points out. How on earth they get away with working in Iran, which is a country that no one in American business is supposed to have anything to do, but they also get the government contracts in Iraq, and it seems like if he were really authentic about that, he really could use the influence of the money coming out of Iraq to make them make a choice.
Yeah. There was an article, a couple of weeks ago that Halliburton is being investigated for scamming the United States government on contracts in Iraq. And you're right, this is something that never gets brought up. Why do they get no-bid contracts, these people? Why don't we put the contracts out to bid? And more important, why don't we give the Iraqis a chance at some of this?
Well, because Bush, Cheney, and many executives at Halliburton are very good friends.
Yeah, you know, this whole thing about them being so wedded and so joined at the hip with big business. All right, thank you for the call. What are you saying to me, Turk, in my headphones? 303-713-7600. I got a couple of lines open here. Not only what would you put on a billboard, but what would you say to Bush if you had 5 minutes or 6 minutes with him? Let's go to Greg in one of my favorite areas, Blackhawk. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, man, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I think my question on the billboard would go directly to the crux of the issue as far as his supposed credibility is concerned and ask, where's Osama?
Yeah, you know, I got a bumper sticker at home, and I think I got it at American Vogue, that says, I know where my 401k is, but where's Osama bin Laden?
Definitely.
And, you know, that you're right about that. Osama bin Laden is, and Mullah Omar, those guys are never mentioned. What the hell? Do we just stop looking for them?
Well, that's where his whole credibility supposedly was built up, especially on the Democratic side of the fence, wasn't it?
We thought we were going to go after Osama and capture him, and now George W. Bush very rarely ever mentions him. And plus, even during the Republican National Convention, Osama's name didn't come up that often.
Yeah, I find it sort of curious.
Yeah, I do too. And, you know, if I had to sit down with him for 6 minutes, I'd love to ask him about that. Gee, when are we going to, you know, two questions. What's your exit strategy from Iraq? And, gee, what happened to Osama bin Laden?
Definitely.
All right, pal. Thank you. Great call.
Thanks for having me on.
All right, you got it. Do I got another one of those Bush things? Listen to this one.
You want your little kid to say, hey, Daddy, President Bush tried marijuana. I think I will.
Okay, we got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. What would you put on a billboard, which will be driven around by progressaction.org? What is it again? I've got it confused. Yeah, progressnowaction.org, which you can go there and vote on the billboards. But what would you put on one if you had a chance? Let's go to Annie in Denver. Annie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Annie.
Hi, Jay. First off, I wanted to tell you what I would say to George Bush if I could have 5 minutes alone with him. I think the first thing I'd ask him is how he sleeps at night. And the second thing I think I'd ask him is, where in the world does he get off calling himself a Christian? Because the things he's doing are not Christianly. More and more people are slipping into poverty. More and more people are going without hair. Health care, our school systems are a mess. So, you know, I don't know where he gets off calling himself a Christian. And I would also remind him that he's going to, if he thinks he is a Christian, he'll certainly have to answer for this someday.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? And
I have a slogan.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
I would say, hooray for the white and the blue. And pray that the red is dead.
Yeah, the red goes away, too. All right, Annie, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay, got a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. One caller who couldn't stay on the line said, Bush, at least he's winning the war against the environment, which is really true. You know, the Clean Skies Initiative or whatever he calls it. And also somebody sent me an email yesterday about how the Republicans are talking about cutting student loans. You know, this is a group of people who care about the future of this country and about education, don't they? And they're going to cut student loans. Very good. Good move. But meanwhile, they're still going to reward the rich. 303-713-7600, one line open. Let's go to Dave in Aurora. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing good, Dave. What about yourself?
I'm doing very well. I think I'm even going to get around to golfing today once I get finished with my job here.
Oh, boy. You know, there's a lot of people out there, including John Turk, who are my producer, who are now jealous.
Yeah, well, I know. But actually, I think they ought to start the truck from where Bush lands. That'll probably be out at Buckley. It's where he lands out there.
Right.
And in the spirit of Paul Revere, it should probably have that picture of him trying to get out of the door there and just say, the moron is coming, the moron is coming.
The goober. The goober has landed.
The goober's coming or something like that, just to warn everybody.
Yeah, and also...
Maybe when he gets downtown, put a different one on there that possibly says something like, now's your time to protest, he's here.
Yeah, you know what? They should follow his motorcade.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
But I wonder if you get busted for doing that.
Well, if you were leading the charge, probably not. I mean... I think the last time they came out here, they usually shut down. If he lands at DIA, I think when Cheney landed at DIA, they kind of had a lot of the highways just lined with police and stuff like that. But when he made his motorcade downtown there, but that's pretty much what they do because he's got to run 70 all the way down through there, come off of Pena. But if he lands out of Buckley, he's going to be running 6th Avenue, I think, out. Going that direction and coming off of 225, so it's going to be kind of hard to say where he's going to be landing at.
Yeah, I'll bet you if you put that truck in there with that billboard, I bet you'd get busted. Look at the Denver 3.
Oh, you know what? I don't think they'd bust him. If they got a good enough start on him, they could warn everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, give the exact location of the Brown Palace on top of it. Dave, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, man.
All right, thank you. We got a couple of lines open now at 303-713-7600. How about chimps belong at the Denver Zoo? Somebody suggested that. 303, that was John Turks' suggestion, the producer of the show here. John, did you suggest that? Do you think he looks like a chimp?
No, but he sure does act like one.
No, there was a website. I can't remember what the URL for it is. At least it was up last year or a couple of years ago, which had pictures of George W. Bush and I think it was orangutans at the zoo and was comparing the two. Oh, we're really getting low now. The discourse is getting low. 303-713-7600. We got two lines open here, and we're talking about what you put on a billboard and also what would you ask George Bush if you had, or what would you say to him if you had like 6 minutes. And don't forget to go to Progress Action Now, or what is it again? Progress. What is it again? ProgressNowAction.org?
ProgressNowAction.org.
Okay, yeah, and you can vote there on those billboards. It's 7:44.
It's going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s. We're at 36 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Who cares?
Randy Rhodes.
See, here's the problem. If Republicans don't care whether a president led us into war, then they only care about politics, not national security. So when
live it up big at the next Avalanche home game, go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now. Register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie,
hi.
We may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and photo show are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
This is a special public announcement for anyone that's upside down in a lease or purchase of a 2004 or newer car, truck, or SUV. If you're unable to get the price you need or simply no buyers, you don't have to lose thousands or roll it over into a new note. Give AutoManagement.com a call at 303-756-6800. They can get you out. The company is AutoManagement.com. They've provided a payment guarantee service in Denver for 18 years. Please check them out at AutoManagement.com. Call for an appointment today. 303-756-6800. You won't have to take the hit if the market has fallen for your vehicle. They have the solutions, and at no cost to you if you mention you heard this ad on the radio. A $250 value. Now isn't that a special deal? AutoManagement.com will get you out. Protect your credit and lose the stress. Call 303-756-6800 and tell them about your vehicle. Start saving your assets today. AutoManagement online at AutoManagement.com or call 303-756-6800.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
800-888-8204, 14 days next August to the Great Northwest in Alaska with Mary and myself.
Tune into UPN 20 tonight from 6 to 7, 9 to 11. Win a PSP or even a trip. UPN 20 at 6.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
7:49, 11 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny with a high of around 62. And Jay Marvin here, good to have you along. Okay, you know what? If you wanted to put together one of these mobile billboards, what would you say to George W. Bush on that billboard? What would you put on there? He's going to be here next week to raise money for Marilyn Musgrave, which to me is like surreal. I don't know where she's coming from. I mean, he's got like low poll ratings, what, about 36%? And, it's just is amazing. And as executive director of Progress Now, Michael Huttner put it, Bush, they're not even going to do it in Marilyn Musgrave's district. All right, if you want to put something on a billboard, and you can go to Progress Now Action. I keep getting that screwed up. What is that again, Turk? What is it? Type it on the screen.
ProgressNowAction.org.
Oh, I got it right. ProgressNowAction.org. You can vote on the ones that are up there or suggest your own. Let's go to Jeff in Denver. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, that website that you're talking about?
Yeah.
Bush, it's www.bushforchimp.com.
Oh, is that what the way, is that where it is where they have the bushes? I've seen that before. They have the bush pictures and they compare them to monkeys?
Oh, yeah, exactly. There's a bunch of side-by-side shots of George W. Bush with these monkeys. It's unreal.
It's hilarious.
Yeah. Hey, my idea for the billboard would just basically read, like, abuse of power, greed, corruption, nepotism, cronyism, incompetence, lying, deceit, faking your Christianity, and then it'll just equal, you know, no Republican values left behind.
Yeah, that's not bad. Point out all those things about him? Absolutely. Lack of character? Exactly. And,
right.
being dense and can't find his way out of a locked door.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, are those your values? Okay.
Yeah, exactly. And this is the Republican Party is the party that constantly lectures us about values.
Precisely.
And they don't seem to have any. All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. And coming up, you know who else is going to be in town besides George W. Bush? And we're going to talk about this after 8 o'clock. Hillary Clinton, who made a statement about the Iraqi war, and she'll be here. And make no doubt about it, she's going to run for president. I predict that now. And we'll talk about it coming up next hour. Bob in Boulder. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, that locked door sequence is another problem of no exit strategy, clearly. But I think as far as the billboard's concerned, what you want is Reverend Al Sharpton's line, Osama been forgotten.
Yeah, that's really good. That is, because he has been forgotten. And I can't, as I was saying to another caller, can you remember the last time that his name's ever been brought up by this administration?
It was before the last election, way over a year ago, yep.
And they just seem to have forgotten. And the other thing they do is they tie the war on terrorism into the war in Iraq. And if you really look at it, those are two separate issues.
Well, that's what Cheney did again in his speech yesterday.
Yeah, I got that. Between 6 and 7, I read off that fact-check thing about Cheney, and I'll do it again after 9 o'clock, in which it just points out that Cheney twists the facts and that he, on a repeated basis, lies to us. And I think the American public is pretty much hip to this guy, and they realize that he can't tell the truth.
Well, that's that little strange little twist he always has in his mouth, that little grin expression there, it's just twisting the truth every time he opens it.
Boy, that's absolutely true. Thanks, Bob. Appreciate the call. Two lines open now, 303-713-7600. What would you put on a billboard? ProgressNowAction.org, which is where you can go to vote on the billboards that are already up there. They're going to get a giant truck and drive it around with a billboard on the side of it, on both sides, I assume. And they're going to drive it around when Bush is here. next Tuesday to raise money for Marilyn Musgrave. Hope people living in Marilyn Musgrave's district like that she's hanging out with this guy, George W. Bush, whose approval rating is like 37%. Let's go to Chris in Boulder. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How about the Bush presidency, a Category 5 disaster?
Oh, I like that.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, that's really good. Why don't you, should go to that Progress ProgressNowAction.org and submit that.
I think that's awesome because isn't it true?
It is true. It is true.
And it's quick, it's right to the point. Boy, if I could find that on a bumper sticker, I'd have it on my car. I have to say, the one that I have on my car that I love the most is a picture of Bush and it says, Daddy's the War Criminal on it. I love it.
Well, you know, you should go. I'm telling you once again, you should go submit that thing.
Yeah, I think it's good. I'll do that today. And if I'm going to work right now, Jay. If you want to submit it, if you got time to do it, you know, on a break or something, put your name on it and put it in there. I would love to see that. I would love to see that on a billboard.
All right, I hope somebody else doesn't take it. And if it hasn't been taken, I'll try to stick it on there this afternoon.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
Great show.
Oh,
bye.
Thank you. You're very kind. Thanks. 7:54 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 6 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Let's go to Al in Centennial. Al, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, Al, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I would ask Bush two questions. First, how can he justify giving Tenet the medal that he gave him? And second, does he plan on pardoning Scooter Libby and Karl Rove?
Mm.
And for the billboard, I would have the Hurricane Katrina victims. And then the caption underneath, what have you done for me lately?
Yeah, you know, I saw a story. There's a story today in the New York Times, and I've also seen this on the news. It was on the news yesterday, that the people in New Orleans feel like the federal government forgot about them. Now, didn't George W. Bush go down there and pledge help?
Oh, yes, he did, on a couple of different occasions.
And he did nothing. Yeah, he's done nothing. I mean, the federal government basically is not getting with the rebuilding program, and Mary Landrieu and the others there are beginning to complain, and the Times-Picayune, which is the New Orleans newspaper, had a stiff editorial in there about the federal government forgetting them, and some of the federal government acting like it's their fault because they were living in an area that was below sea level. And they kind of, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'm paraphrasing what they said, they kind of equated it to a woman who got raped, and they blamed it on the woman for wearing a short skirt.
Right, and they continued to pay Brown on a contract. So, I mean, what could he possibly say to justify any of this?
Yeah, I don't know what he would say. You know, I don't know what he would say. I mean, they're so rife with cronyism and incompetent people. I don't know. I don't know how he would answer that. I'm sure, though, he would stumble around and give you some kind of awkward answer. I'm almost sure. You'd probably embarrass him by asking the questions.
Well, you keep up the good work. That's one way we can get to him.
Well, thanks, Al. Appreciate it, man.
All right. Take care.
Okay, you're very kind. Do we have another one of those Bush clips?
America stands for liberty, for the pursuit of happiness, and for the unalienable right of life.
Does that make any sense to you? Karen in Johnstown. Karen, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Karen.
I've got two billboards.
Okay.
All right, one would be the Albert Finney line from Network, I'm mad as hell and won't take it anymore.
Oh, there you go.
And the other one is imagine Nancy Pelosi as president in 2007.
Oh, you really like her, huh?
Well, that's what you have to think about. What happens is if we get both houses in 2006, we can impeach both Bush and Cheney. And the next person in line of succession is that Speaker of the House.
Yeah, you know something? You're right. And if we had a Democratic majority, she would be the Speaker.
Yeah, yeah.
And well, so, you know, John McCain said yesterday in a speech that he believes that the Republican Party, if they don't change their ways, and he particularly pointed out spending, and he did not get into the war in Iraq, but he talked about spending, and he said that if the Republican Party does not change its ways, it's going to be in deep trouble.
Yeah.
So maybe, you know, I think we got a chance in 06. I really do. Karen, thank you. Appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Coming up, George W. Bush is not the only one who's going to be in town. Hillary Clinton will be here, too. I want to talk about her electability and what you think about her. And that's coming up next after 8 o'clock. And at 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman from Media Matters for America will debunk the right-wing spin. That's all coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin.
AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Your chance to win $1,000 four times a day.
Less commercial interruption.
And more time for Progressive Talk.
AM 760.
Now, CBS News.
KKCN Thornton Boulder.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani.
Go, go, let's go!
A close call for American and Iraqi dignitaries into Crete a few hours ago. They were taking part in a ceremony returning an old presidential palace to Iraqi control when an insurgent mortar blew up nearby. No one was hurt. In Cairo, Iraq Shiite, Sunni, and Kurdish leaders have issued a communique calling for a timetable for American withdrawal. CBS's Kimberly Dozier spoke to General George Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq.
He said the plan remains as it's always been, that the Americans will get out as soon as the Iraqi security forces can really take control here. I said, does 2 years sound reasonable? And he said, more reasonable than some of the other plans he's heard, but he can't put any definite end date on American troop presence here.
Here at home, it's ready, set, go for holiday travelers. CBS's Dan Revive tells us what they can expect on the roads and at the airport.
If you're flying, check-in counters and security lines will be crowded, especially tomorrow and then this coming Sunday. The Air Transport Association says the number of people flying will be about the same as last year. But look out for delays. This also applies to drivers in the upper Midwest and the Northeast. A mix of rain and snow expected tomorrow in Chicago, Thanksgiving Day in New York City. Gasoline prices have fallen, but still are the highest ever at Thanksgiving time. Dan Revive, CBS News, Washington.
Police in Lancaster, Pennsylvania say an 18-year-old suspect has confessed to killing his girlfriend's parents. KYWTV's Todd Quinones tells us what David Ludwig's motive may have been.
Police allege Ludwig flew into a homicidal rage after Kara's father told the teen he could no longer see his daughter. Ludwig says he shot Kara's dad in the back and then her mom, who was sitting in a chair.
Police now believe 14-year-old Kara Borden left with Ludwig on her own to start a new life. So they're dropping kidnapping charges against the boyfriend. West Virginia doesn't want to get caught flat-footed by the next natural disaster. Housing official Joe Hatfield says the state is buying land it could use for temporary mobile homes.
I would suggest that any state that suffers disasters find that land, get it ready, so that when these disasters occur, temporary housing becomes one of the minor problems that you have to deal with.
Stores around the country began selling Microsoft's new Xbox video game console at midnight. Eager buyers were lining up out the door.
I have friends across the country, and we're all getting them, so all hooking up to live so we can all play against each other.
And if you're Bill Gates, it was worth staying up late to see.
I'm thrilled. It's been years in the making.
CBS technology consultant Larry Maggett says the hype surrounding the Xbox 360 may be justified.
The Xbox is very impressive, not only in terms of its stunning, very lifelike graphics, but the fact that it's far more than a game player. It plays DVDs and CDs, it connects to the internet, it even enables you to watch content from your PC on your home television set.
Early trading, the Dow's down 23. This is CBS News.
You're now seeing live pictures of a lunar module.
There are thousands marching on Washington as
a generation as unique as this needs a new generation of personal financial planning. We are the personal advisors of Ameriprise Financial, formerly American Express Financial Advisors. To set up an appointment with a local financial advisor today, call 1-800-AMERIPRISE. That's 1-800-263-7477. Ameriprise Financial Services, member NASD and SIPC.
Hi, I'm Mary Ann, and this is my 11th day with Prilosec OTC. When I'd get my frequent heartburn, I couldn't even stand to sit at the dinner table, much less cook for my family. But since I started taking Prilosec OTC, we're all eating like a family again. Tonight, we're having honey-grilled chicken. Imagine, zero heartburn for 24 hours with one pill a day. It's possible with Prilosec OTC. It's day 11 for me. What day are you on?
Use as directed for 14 days for treating frequent heartburn.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Still dealing with one accident on the highways. It's westbound I-76, just past 88th Avenue, so expect some slowing behind that. If you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, slows from Sheridan over toward I-25, southbound I-25. Still running heavy from 104th to the Turnpike, then again from 38th to Spear, and we're crowded between Colfax and Hampton. Now, southbound 225, still bunching because of an earlier crash near Parker Road. That's been cleared out of the way, and the Turnpike a little sluggish eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. On to the forecast, sunny right now and sunny this afternoon with highs in the mid-60s. We're at 37 degrees at the moment. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
4G, 2 game, 1 night. Get ready for a night of college basketball.
At the Pepsi Center.
Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on November 26th for Attitude versus Altitude at the inaugural Colorado Classic. This doubleheader.
IBM Rational Clear Quest. You can find them online at releaseteam.com. That's Release Team in Denver.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:05, 5 minutes after 8, sunny with a high of around 62. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. You know, before we get into this Hillary Clinton thing, I don't know how many of you were listening at 6 o'clock this morning. It's hard for me to gauge how many of you are up that early and to turn on the radio. But I presented all this information this morning, debunking Cheney's speech yesterday in front of the American Enterprise Institute. And I'm wondering if I should go through that again, because maybe some of you didn't hear it. And it's time, it's time for progressives. And even though the mainstream media won't challenge Cheney on any of this stuff, it's time for us to answer back. Particularly, now think about this with Thanksgiving coming up. How many of you are going to be going to relatives' house or having relatives at your house? And who knows what the conversation around the dinner table is going to be as you're enjoying that turkey or ham. But will a war in Iraq come up? Will Dick Cheney and George W. Bush come up? And maybe it's good to have this information. Let me read you a little bit of this. Now, Cheney yesterday claimed that the Democrats had the same access to intelligence as the Bush administration did. This is something that that the right-wing talking heads, they're all down on the same page with this, and they all repeat this lie on a continuing basis. And it doesn't matter how many congressmen, it doesn't matter how many senators come forward and say this isn't true. They keep saying it over and over again. Cheney, speaking of critics, said yesterday, they are known to have a high opinion of their own analytic capabilities, and they were free to reach their own judgments based upon the evidence. They concluded, as the president and I concluded, and as previous administrations have concluded, that Saddam Hussein was a threat. Well, the fact of this is Congress did not have access to the same intelligence the Bush administration did, and the intelligence passed through the White House before getting to Congress. Bush and his aides had access to much more voluminous intelligence and information than did lawmakers who were dependent on the administration to provide material. Because that's voluminous, I think, is what I meant to say. So, this lie that Cheney tells just isn't true. Cheney always, and so do the right-wing talking heads, they always do this. Cheney misleadingly cites the Silberman-Robb report. Available intelligence, this according to Cheney, indicated that the dictator of Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and that his judgment was shared by intelligence agencies. But you know what? That's not true. That isn't true. Neither the Senate Intelligence Committee's investigations nor the Silberman-Robb Commission report reached the question of whether the Bush administration manipulated intelligence. But the only committee investigating the matter in Congress and the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence has not yet done its inquiry into whether officials mischaracterized intelligence by omitting caveats and dissenting opinions. And Judge Lawrence H. Silberman, chairman of the Bush's Convention on Weapons of Mass Destruction, said in releasing his report back on March 31st of this year, "Our executive order did not direct us to deal with the use of intelligence by policymakers, and all of us agreed that that was not part of our inquiry." But yet, Cheney and the rest of them keep saying that, the Silberman-Robb report. They keep citing it, and it just isn't true. It's not true. Cheney mischaracterized the findings of the Dulcifer Committee, the Dulcifer Report, rather. Finally, according to the Dulcifer Report, this is a Cheney, Saddam Hussein wanted to preserve the capability to reconstitute his weapons of mass destruction when sanctions were lifted. We now know that the sanctions... I'm sorry, when sanctions were lifted, and we now know that the sanctions regime had lost its effectiveness thanks to the sanctions and had been totally undermined by Saddam Hussein's successful effort to corrupt the oil for food program. So in other words, according to what Cheney's saying there, is that Cheney is claiming, once again, that the sanctions that were put on Saddam Hussein weren't working. How many times have you heard that? Well, according to Charles Dulcifer, the Bush administration's weapons inspector, the sanctions had forced Saddam Hussein to stop his nuclear weapons program. Dulcifer said one of Hussein's main strategic goals was to persuade the United Nations to lift economic sanctions, which had developing, had rather, I'm sorry, had devastated the country's economy, and along with UN inspections had forced him to stop his weapons programs. And here's, let me give you one last one here that came from Cheney's speech yesterday. Cheney mischaracterized the Clinton record. In August of 1998, the U.S. passed a resolution urging the President Clinton to take appropriate action to compel Sodom to come into compliance with his obligations to the Security Council, and not a single senator voted no. This is what Cheney will tell you. Well, you know what the fact is? The Iraqi Liberation Act never authorized the use of force. Section 8 of the Act reads, "Nothing in this Act will be construed to authorize or otherwise speak to the United States Armed Forces except to provide it in Section 42A2 in carrying out the Act." So, in other words, Cheney's lying there. But boy, you can't get the truth from this guy no matter how hard you try. Let me throw in one. I just got to throw in one more here. Cheney claimed that Democrats' demand for answers on the misuse of pre-war intelligence is not legitimate. What is not legitimate is a suggestion by some U.S. senators that the President of the United States or any member identified in his administration purposely misled the American people on pre-war intelligence. Some of the most irresponsible comments voted in favor of authorizing the use of force against Saddam Hussein. You hear him say that all the time. Cheney says that constantly. As a matter of fact, this is the second speech that he's brought this up in. But Senator Hagel, who is going to run for president on the Republican side, said it's the Senate's responsibility to get answers to legitimate and critical questions about the misuse of intelligence. Hagel said there are very legitimate and critical questions that need to be answered. That this is the responsibility of governance, that it's part of the leadership, and we don't have all the answers to those things. So there's some areas where Cheney just is not telling the truth. And the mainstream media, for the most part, doesn't hold him accountable. I mean, even when you see him on the talking head shows, when Cheney guests or Rumsfeld is on there, for the most part, and I'm not saying all the time, but I'm saying for the most part, they don't ever hold these people accountable and never press for an answer. The one that Chris Matthews keeps showing on Hardball all the time is Cheney contradicting himself about Mohammed Atta, meeting in Prague, where he says it's very well it's confirmed that the meeting did take place, that Mohammed Atta did meet with intelligence officers from Saddam Hussein's army. Then it turns around and shows a CNBC reporter asking Cheney the same thing, saying, "Well, you said," and then Cheney says, "Well, I didn't say that." And then he turns around and denies it. Unbelievable that he can get away with this day after day after day, and nobody calls him on it. And you know something else? The Democrats, we as Democrats, we're as a party, we're fractured on how to get out. I mentioned that this morning, earlier this morning, too. We did, you know, everybody's on a different page. And I'm going to get into this thing with Hillary Clinton, if I didn't lose the article here. But I want to get into this thing about Hillary Clinton, who's coming to town next week, by the way. Or maybe it's the week after, but she is coming to town. I don't think it's next week. I think it's in a couple of weeks. And something that she said about Iraq yesterday. And I want to see how it sits with you. And I also want to see if she turns out to be the 2008 nominee. And a lot of people believe that she is going to turn out to be the 2008 nominee, that the nomination is hers for the asking, even though we know that Joseph Biden is going to run, that Russ Feingold is thinking about running, that there's others out there. You know, Edwards will run, and probably John Kerry will try again. And she made a speech about Iraq, and I just want to see what you think about it and whether you think she's got electability, whether you, number one, would vote for her, and number two, whether you think that she could win nationwide. And figure it would be Hillary against John McCain, for instance. Do you think McCain would beat Hillary, or do you think...
Value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they'll understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums, to townhomes, to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Bloomfield's community of choice,
Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, hey, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
M760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8 at AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. All right, can Hillary Clinton get elected? She's going to be in town here in a couple of weeks. And here's what she had to say yesterday about Iraq. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton said yesterday that an immediate, or she actually, she said it on Monday, that an immediate, which was yesterday, right? Yeah, okay. Was that an immediate U.S. withdrawal from Iraq would be a big mistake. The New York Democrat said she respects Representative Jack Murtha's Vietnam, is a Vietnam veteran and a hawkish ex-Marine who last week called for an immediate troop pullout, but she added, I think that would cause more problems for us in America. It will matter to us if Iraq totally collapses into civil war. If it becomes a failed state the way Afghanistan was, where terrorists are free to basically set up camp and launch attacks against us. At the same time, Clinton said the Bush administration's pledge to stay in Iraq until the job is done amounts to giving the Iraqis an open-ended invitation not to take care of themselves. Until they vote for a government, I don't know that we will have an adequate information about how prepared they are. She blamed the problems facing the United States and Iraq on poor decision-making by the administration, but added, my view is we have to work together to fix these problems. All right. Think she can get elected? Would you vote for her? Let's go to Lacey in Rollinsville. Lacey, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Hi. Totally. First time caller.
Oh, welcome.
Absolutely, Hillary can be elected. And, you know, even though John McCain, I respect him as well, he better hope he doesn't have to face her. Anyway, I absolutely agree with everything she said. But I have to point out that even Murtha did not call for an immediate withdrawal.
No, he didn't.
I had an actual resolution in front of me. And the Republicans offered that other thing to, you know, ridicule it. And it is disgusting. But she's absolutely electable, and, you know, the time has come. I wanted to quickly cover something else, too. A billboard. Take that picture from yesterday where Bush was trying to escape the press conference and find other silly pictures like that. I'm sure they're out there, of Rove, DeLay, and Cheney. Put them all together, and underneath put, "By their fruits shall ye know them."
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's real good.
Yeah.
And you're right about the Murtha thing. He did not call for an immediate withdrawal. That's the Republican talking point about cut and run. But Hillary, I guess, plays into it. But you think she can be elected? You think this country is ready for a woman president? And you don't think she doesn't carry too much baggage?
No, not at all. Not at all. And the rest of the country knows it as well. You know, it's time. It's just time.
Well, the public opinion polls show that if the election were held today, McCain would beat her.
Well, the public opinion showed that Kerry was going to beat Bush, too.
Not at the end, it didn't.
No, not at the end.
No, he was at one point 13 points ahead, but that evaporated.
This is 2005. We've almost 3 years left, so I'm pretty sure she can whip him.
All right.
And
well,
I've had a Hillary Savis in 2008 bumper sticker on my car since 2003. So, you know, it's fun.
All right, Lacey, thanks so much. Bye-bye. Appreciate it. All right, that leaves a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Real good. I would definitely vote for Hillary if they put her up for the election in the end. If that's who the Democrats put up for their nominee, I'm scared that she wants to commit more troops. I just convinced that's not the right way to go, because I think we need to get out of there. They just had 65 Iraqis die the other day because we're there. And I can't imagine it being much worse than that without us there.
Well, she did make the comment a couple of months ago that she thinks the way to fix this thing is to add more troops. That makes me extremely nervous. I don't support that at all. I'm not sure I can vote for her.
I would support McCain if he would be for withdrawing. At least he's a war hero and things. He has experience in a war and stuff. But committing more troops, I just don't, for our safety, I guess. But then it's just going to escalate things, I'm convinced.
Well, McCain would want to commit more troops.
Yeah.
See, I wouldn't vote for him. You know why I wouldn't vote for him? Let me tell you why I wouldn't vote for him. I don't trust him because on the campaign trail in 2004, there he was hugging Bush and talking about what a great guy he is. This is the same campaign, Bush and Karl Rove and all those people, who slimed him in South Carolina, claiming that his adopted baby, that he and his wife adopted from a orphanage run by Mother Teresa, who is Bangladesh, she's, you know, that's her ethnicity. She's from Bangladesh, or Bangladeshi, I guess they call it. They did a whispering campaign claiming that that was the product of a illicit relationship, and that that was John McCain's love child. Now, why, if somebody did that to me, I sure as hell wouldn't hang around with him, would you?
It's just amazing. I can't imagine why he didn't withdraw or throw a fit or protect himself. I don't know why they're demure like that, why they can't stand up against the goofball in there.
Well, that's not the only thing that they did. They also started a whispering campaign that because he had spent time as a POW, and keep this in mind, this comes from a campaign, Bush's campaign, which Bush never spent any time in combat. We don't know the hell where he was during the Vietnam War, other than he was in some base in Alabama drinking. But they started this whispering campaign that McCain was crazy, too, that he'd gone crazy in the Hanoi Hilton.
And now he'll be the Republican nominee.
Well, he just very well could be. He's going to have to fight Chuck Hagel.
He's the only thing they have left.
Well, Hagel's out there. I mean, it's going to be between Hagel and him and whoever else jumps in. All right, bottom line here. Could you vote for Hillary? Would you vote for her?
In a heartbeat, if she's their nominee. I don't know. I don't support the war, continuing the war. I don't support her stand on that. But, you know, she has a pretty important husband who might give her some information that I don't know. Maybe it does make sense. But I'm convinced we just need to get out of there to save lives, ours and theirs. And theirs, too. Their lives are being wasted because we're there, and I'm convinced that the Al Qaeda doesn't have a grudge against Iraq people. I think it's the grudge against us is what they're going nuts about.
All right, pal. Appreciate the call.
And I have a slogan for you for a billboard.
Oh, go ahead.
Torture Scooter, hang Dick.
That's good. That's really good.
I'd like to torture Scooter for a couple of days in one of you guys' palaces or something. I bet I could get it out of him who told him. The information that who told him who about Valerie Plame. I bet if you tortured him long enough, he would talk.
Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander, right?
And what comes around goes around.
Yep, you got it, pal. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, a couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Don in Boulder. Don, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Don.
Hey, just want to let you know, I mean, next to Bush, at least if McCain got in, he'd be a breath of some kind of fresh air. I mean, I know that... He's a bit of a hawk, but one thing I at least respect him for is that he's for campaign finance reform, which is something we need, you know, to get all the big oily companies out of our government. And, you know, I mean, just curious where, you know, what his stands are versus Hillary's. You know, I mean, I know that she made a couple speeches against Iraq, but I'm not really clear what else she's for. And the same with McCain, you know.
Well, maybe it's too early, but, you know, McCain's also got a good immigration bill with Ted Kennedy, the McCain-Kennedy bill, about how to handle immigration. Maybe it's, you know, too early for that, but what keeps bothering me about McCain is that examples that I gave you just a few minutes ago, plus he keeps sticking up for Bush, saying Bush didn't lie about the war, when there's plenty of information out there that they cherry-pick the intelligence. How can John McCain say that? Why? Because he wants to stand good with the Republican Party so he can get the 08 nomination.
Well,
and doesn't that put you off on him?
Well, you know, it's like you just said. He needs to stand good with them so he can get the money. But, I mean, at least, you know, the other thing what he did, too, is, you know, he acknowledges that the greenhouse effect is there. He acknowledges that we have environmental problems. So, I don't know. It's kind of a mixed bag.
All right, if I had to give you a choice, though, between the two, who would you vote for?
At this point in time, I mean, I like Hillary. I mean, you know, she's a Democrat, I'm a Democrat, but I still want to see, you know, I'm not exactly what else she's for. You know, I mean, where is she with campaign finance reform, with, you know, energy independence, with, you know, more things than just a war in Iraq? I'd probably lean towards her right now, though, you know, just because. But it wouldn't be that bad if McCain got in either. But, again, I'm coming out of 5 years of doom and gloom.
Yeah, you know something? This kind of harks back to the conversation yesterday about Bill Ritter. I firmly believe if she wants the nomination, it's hers, and she'll beat out Feingold, and she'll beat out Biden, and who else is out there? There's Mark Pryor, I think, is out there. What's the other guy's name from Nebraska? I can't. And then maybe not from Nebraska. From
Brownback?
Indiana. From Indiana, Birch Bayh, I think, maybe. And I think she could beat out all those guys. And if she turns out to be the nominee, and that's the only nominee going for the Democratic Party, I'm like you, I'd have to vote for her, because it'd be very, very tough for me to vote for a Republican.
But, I mean, we should still hold her to the fire, you know, just make sure that she really, you know, that she's, you know, she doesn't just sell out, that she actually, you know, stands for some more principles, you know, like, besides just pulling troops out of Iraq, you know, let's go for some energy independent. Let's go ahead and acknowledge that, you know, there are environmental issues, and do some real things to clean it up. Also do take some measures for campaign finance reform, so do, you know, we don't run it into this kind of scrape, you know, that's too bad with excess money in our politics.
Yeah, I agree. We definitely have to find out more about her. We also definitely have to hold her feet to the fire and find out what she's about. Thank you, Don. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, Jake.
All right. And, you know, there's another aspect to this, too, which I asked one of the earlier callers. Do you think this country is ready for a woman president? I mean, I don't know how many of you watch Commander-in-Chief. A lot of people don't like it. I like it, though. So I know it's on tonight. It's past my bedtime. So Mary and I TiVo it, and then we watch it on the weekends. You know, does that show pave the way for the idea that we could have a woman president? A couple of lines open at 303-713-7600. Could you vote for Hillary? Could Hillary Clinton beat John McCain? Or anybody else, Chuck Hagel, or anybody else the Republican Party comes up with. And do you think that this country is ready for a woman president? 8:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. The good news is we're now still on accident-free on the highway. Earlier problems have been cleared out of the way, but we're still seeing a busy ride southbound I-25, loaded up from 104th into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 runs heavy from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. That's if you're headed eastbound and southbound 225. A little sluggish from Parker Road into the Tech Center now. Around town, South Boulder Road, Broadway, and Bayside, they're crowded, and the turnpike still heavy eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Then checking the forecast, going to be a nice one today. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-60s. We're at 37 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Even though he wasn't one of my favorite presidents, and as a matter of fact, at the time he died, the radio station I was working at, they made me shut up about my objections to him, including Iran-Contra. It's like that stuff just never happened. But, you know, Reagan used to make this statement about trust but verify, and that's really what you ought to do with Rocky's Autos. You know what? I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. And if I lied to you and you went out there and it was a bad experience, it would not only come back on me, but it would also come back on Rocky's, because you would never go there again. You'd tell your friends. And, you know, if you think about it, what Rocky's wants to do is they want to have you and your friends come and have a good time and get what you want. And that way they can have you as a repeat customer over and over again. And Rocky's has the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. These are all late-model. And you know what? They have everything you can think of out there. They really do. And if you don't believe what I'm telling you, go to RockiesAutos.com and check out the inventory. Plus, you can get a pre-qualify for a car loan online, which cuts down time. Then get out there and see what you want. If you find something you want, you're able to buy it. And Rocky's staff is knowledgeable and they're passionate. People out there like Marvin Al Shearer and Fred Labrato and Darla, and I could just go on and on about the people out there. Colby, I mean, they're all really good people, and they really want to help you out. And every car is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care. 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection, and Mary and I just bought a car out there, 4 or 5 months ago, and, you know, we had that protection program, and it was wonderful. Rocky's Autos is the place to go. Once again, I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Check them out at one convenient location at the corner.
Mark Major with Aspen Goodyear, 303-771-9800. That is the number for your tires. A location closest to you. I want to sell you tires, folks. I'll match any of the competitors' prices, and I'll put them on in a half hour with appointment. 303-771-9800, Aspen Goodyear.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Thank you there, Randy. 8:35, 25 minutes away from 9. Thank you, too, for being here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Sunny, high of around 62. Another nice day along the Front Range. Pretty good recovery after an overnight low in the 20s. Coming up at 9 o'clock, actually at 9:05, it's Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America, one of my favorite segments. We'll debunk the right-wing BS that has spread over the media. Right now I'm asking if you could vote for Hillary Clinton, and is this country ready for a woman president? What happens if it was Hillary against McCain or Hillary against Hagel? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Phyllis in Denver. Phyllis, good morning. You're on AM 760.
Good morning, Jay. Are you there?
I sure am.
Oh, okay. I have lost faith in McCain. And I used to like him very much, and I, for the same reasons that you said. I would vote for Hillary because I'll vote Democrat no matter, after what we've been through in the last few years, I'll vote Democrat no matter who they run. Although I kind of like Biden, and I would also vote for him. Hillary disappointed me by voting for the war, because I felt like I knew what would happen, that if they voted to give the power to the president, that he absolutely meant to go to war no matter what. I realized that, and I just couldn't understand why the rest of the Democrats didn't, and why they didn't listen to Senator Byrd. However, I'll vote for any Democrat, believe me, after what we've been through.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that camp, too. I just want to see a Democrat win. But do you think Hillary could win?
I just don't know. It being a woman, but then her husband might, you know, Clinton might be a lot of help to her. I don't know, Jay. I just really don't. She certainly is better than anything that the Republicans will come up with.
Yeah,
being
just
a woman is a problem, I think.
You think so? You think being a woman's a problem?
Mm-hmm. I still think we're kind of backward in that respect, but maybe not. Like you said, that movie they have on TV now.
Yeah, the show, Commander in Chief.
Right, that prepares the way. Maybe that'll kind of get us used to the idea. But, you know, we've just got to have a Democrat. That's all there is to it. But I do like Biden quite a lot.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy. I'm not so sure I agree with him about the war, but he's a pretty well-spoken guy, and I kind of like him, too. There's a part of me, and I saw him here. I went to the Democratic dinner here in Boulder. We took some listeners to it, and he was the keynote speaker. And he was pretty dynamic. You're right about that. He's pretty good.
Yeah, there's so many. But the war, I guess, is the main issue, and I don't know if it will be then probably be the main issue. And I can see where they're coming from when they say don't just pull out and leave them, you know, to their own devices. But we've got to get some strategy to have them start getting ready to take care of themselves. Otherwise, we're going to wind up with a draft.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. Thank you, Phyllis. Great call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Let's go to Carl in Lakewood. Carl, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Definitely would vote for Hillary Clinton. The old saying of two for the price of one would definitely be true. They've already gone through the smear machine of the right wing and the neocons. So they're, you know, pretty well up on that. I think she'd make a damn good president.
Think this country's ready for a woman president?
Definitely. They're ready for anything after what we've seen Bush go through.
Yeah, you know, I wonder how many of us, I mean, I certainly do, how many of us just have Bush fatigue? I mean, we're just so worn out by this guy and the same cliches and the same stuff he and Cheney all of the time. And as I pointed out in the first segment of this hour, I mean, they lie, and they just keep lying, and like it's just like, oh, my God, shut up already.
Well, I don't think it's so much the Bush fatigue, it's the conservative fatigue, right-wing conservative or Republican fatigue. I used to love to watch MSNBC and watch these news, but gosh, what do you got? Tucker Carlson, then followed by Joe Scarborough, then followed by Rita Cosby. I mean, you got Fox News on every channel anymore, so the news isn't worth a damn anymore.
Well, Oberman and Matthews are pretty good.
Well, Matthews, you know, when he'd talk about Clinton's drug addict, that old vein would pop up on his forehead. He'd get so mad. The other day I heard him say something about Bush's drug problem, and he said, you know what that proves to me is that he's just a good old boy. You know, I mean, there's two different sides to that.
Anyway, yeah, but you got to give him credit, though. He's doing a couple of things. He's keeping the CIA leak story alive, and I saw Maureen Dowd of the New York Times on there, I think it was like last week, and he was praising her to the hilt. And anybody who praises Maureen Dowd is okay with me.
Yeah, that's true, too. Say, listen, I've got a couple things I would put on the billboard.
Okay.
Bush Republican logic. Providing health care to all Iraqis is sound policy. Providing health care to all Americans is socialism. And then global warming and tobacco's linked to cancer are junk science, but creationism should be taught in schools. Being a drug addict is a moral failing and a crime. Unless you're a conservative radio host or a president, then it's an illness and you need their prayers. And then the last one, a good one, would be Saddam was a good guy when Reagan armed him, a bad guy when Bush's daddy made war on him, and a good guy when Cheney did business with him, and a bad guy when Bush needed we can't find bin Laden diversion. So it's all just Republican logic.
Yep, and it's good. It's good ones, too. Carl, thanks, man.
You bet.
Okay, you got it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. What are you saying to me, Turk? All right. We got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And if you want to continue to throw in the billboard stuff, you can, too. I'm pretty easy, you know. I mean, you can always talk off the topic if you want. I don't really put my foot down about that. Let's go to Chris in Fort Collins. Chris, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How are you doing?
I'm great, Chris. What about yourself?
Well, great. Yeah, serious Bush fatigue, that's for sure. I just know if it's Hillary against McCain, I'm going to be a pretty happy camper either way. Neither one of them's fantastic, but they're certainly better than what we got going right now. But I don't think McCain's going to get the nomination just simply because he thumbs his nose at the conservative right, the Christian right, entirely too much. And if he does get the nod, I don't think that Hillary can beat him.
Boy, the last public opinion poll that I saw, what's wrong with me, that I saw McCain was well ahead.
Yeah.
Now, granted, we're 3 years out, but he, a lot of those swing voters, man, really like him.
Well, I really like him a lot, to be honest. I think he's done some things in the past that made me frown a little more than I used to towards him. But as far as a Republican nominee goes, it would be hard for me to turn away from him. I think Hillary's got a pretty good chance if it's not McCain, just simply because so many people are burnt out on the religious right that I just can't imagine that there wouldn't be some serious consideration for.
But the stuff that McCain has done, like, sucking up to Bush on the campaign trail after he, just dissed him so bad in South Carolina and started that whispering campaign, because I believe, I can't remember this, but I think I'm right about this, that McCain had won New Hampshire. But why would he do that? Why would he put up with a guy? I mean, I'm not saying he should go out of his way to destroy him, but why would he do that, like appear on the campaign trail with him in Arizona and give him a hug, when this is the guy whose very campaign machine smeared the hell out of him and basically cost him the nomination?
Well, that's certainly something that I'm not a big fan of him about. But I got to say, the guy wants to be president, and you can't burn your bridges. This is only a two-party country, and if you crap on the Republicans and you're not willing to become a Democrat, you don't really have many options. And I just like your show, Jay. Just want to put my two parts in there this morning.
Well, your parts are as good as anybody else's, man. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
Okay. Two lines. What do we got? Three lines open now. Is that right, Mr. Bush, after he got dissed and smeared so bad by Karl Rove? Which, by the way, if you look at it, what Karl Rove did in South Carolina is what Karl Rove always does, and is what they did to John Kerry as well. And could Hillary Clinton stand up to that kind of smear job? Well, I guess she's got this thick skin after going through Whitewater. All right, is she electable, and would you vote for her, or would you vote for McCain? Because he seems to come up just as his name seems to come up just as often as her name. 844-60-895
or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Because there are many choices in life.
Well, back in the 90s, I used to tune into Rush Limbaugh.
And with choices come alternatives.
760, listen to it all the time.
Just love hearing.
Smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Next August, to the Great Northwest and Alaska, with Mary Mo-
community, and that we are helping out.
Is that all that matters? The I-Team investigates tonight at 10.
This is just detrimental to all of us.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. J. Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, let's play the blues. 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock.
I can't quit you, babe.
Yeah. Maybe we should dedicate this to Rush Limbaugh. I just can't quit you, OxyContin. I just can't put you down. And that one caller was right, man. When Rush Limbaugh went into rehab, oh, our prayers are with him, right? Even though this is a guy who said anybody who took drugs should be arrested. All right, 303-713-7600. We're talking here about Hillary Clinton, whether you think she's electable or not. Coming up after 9 o'clock, Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America, and then open phones. Scott in Winter Park. Scott, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hello, Scott. 3, 2, 1. John in Centennial. John, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, John, I'm okay. What about you?
Well, kind of disheartened. But
Why are you disheartened?
Well, just a lot of what's going on in the news today and so many people talking about let's put Hillary there. You know, I know for a fact that if it came down to she did win the nomination, I would definitely vote for her. However, we're in a real dangerous time in this country. I mean, it's probably the worst ever. And yeah, is a woman electable? I don't know. You know, but why would we want to take the risk? I mean, this is just too important. I think she'd make a good president. I think she's a little offbeat on her take on what should be done in Iraq. And I think Murtha was correct. But you know, we shouldn't be risking this right now. We really shouldn't.
Well, you know, that brings up another important question. If we don't make gains in the Senate, which we're down to 44 senators now, we don't make any gains in the Senate. We don't make any gains in the House. And plus, if we run her and she loses the presidency, you got to ask yourself, can the Democratic Party survive?
Can this country survive? I mean, that's what we're down to. You know, we shouldn't be fooling around. This is very serious. And I think she would make a good president. I think that she'd surround herself with enough bright people to get the job done. But I just don't really think we should be taking the risk. You know, it's too iffy. It's too dangerous.
You think running her's too dicey?
I think at this point in time, well, you know what? I don't know. And like I said, I don't know. Is this country ready for a woman president? You know, there's a bunch of idiots in this country. And just taking that chance right now. And I think if we can turn around and turn the Congress around in 2006, maybe at that point, you know, we'd have to see then. But if not, you know, 2012, it's possible that we could get a woman in if we can change this situation and we can turn this country around, but I just think it's just too risky to take that chance right now.
No, it gets me. We haven't had that many women callers this morning. I thought women would like flock to this, and I wonder if a woman president to a woman, you know, I wonder if that bothers that Hillary Clinton, if she were the nominee, I wonder if that bothers women. And I got lots of emails yesterday with women saying that, you know, they think that they're put on the back burner, that they have to take the back of the bus, that there's not that much women's concerns. And so I wonder if they would endorse Hillary. And they're, you know, like women to check in is like being almost half or the majority of Democratic voters. So I wonder, you know, where most women would stand on a woman president and with Hillary. Would it be politically correct of them to say, yes, I'm for a woman president, yes, I would vote for Hillary, or would they really tell us what they really think if they didn't think that she should be the nominee?
I don't know. And it's a lot like right now. There's a lot of ifs, and you know, maybe in the next year or so things will change enough, and women would get on the bandwagon, and that could happen. But whoever we put there, we have to get these Republicans out right now. We do. We have to get them out in 2006. And frankly, I think we need to get a number of these Democrats or Demicans or Republicrats or whatever the hell they are, because there are a lot of Democrats in Congress right now that are not in our best interest either. They're just corporate Democrats instead of corporate Republicans. We need to change the face of politics in this country, or we're doomed. And, you know, frankly, this whole planet would be. I mean, the way things are going, we really can't be taking a risk on a woman president right now. A couple other things real quick. Did you get to read the Scott Ritter interview by Seymour Hersh in The Nation? He was interviewing primarily about his book, Scott Ritter's book, Iraq Confidential.
No, I didn't see that. Is this in this week's Nation? Because I have this week's Nation, and I haven't seen it.
Actually, it was posted on the web back in October 26th.
Oh, I'll have to go on their website and look for it then.
Fabulous interview. It's about 6 pages long, but it makes me want to get the book Iraq Confidential. And he, you know, and he points it out too. It's not only been the Republicans. I mean, this goes back to, you know, it's like, let's hold this president and the administration accountable, but we need to hold accountable even people, you know, Madeleine Albright and Sandy Berger, and, you know, there was a lot of.
But you know what? I don't think that's necessarily true, because the Clinton administration never advocated going in there and using force, despite what Dick Cheney says, and despite what the Republican talking points are. The Democrats, I mean, Bill Clinton and his administration recognized that Saddam Hussein was a threat to the area and was a threat to its neighboring countries, but they never wanted to go in there and use force. And even though Cheney tries to rewrite history by talking about the Iraqi Liberation Act, and the fact that Clinton had signed on to this whole thing, the Iraqi Liberation Act specifically does not call for the use of armed force against Iraq. So I don't think you can hang that on the Clinton administration. I think that's unfair.
Well, I'm not hanging on, but what I'm talking about is, you know, is our politicians lying to us about the state of intelligence and what's really going on to get their agenda done. I really do think there needs to be a clean sweep through this government
I don't see it that way. I think there's a lot of good Democrats in the Congress, and once again, the Bush administration line, the Cheney administration line, which I gave you that stuff at the beginning of the hour, hey, they saw the same intelligence. That's not true. They didn't see the same intelligence, so they voted on what they saw, and now they're very right to come forward and say, well, you know what you did? You know, you twisted the information. So, you know, I got to disagree with you there, too. But listen, I got to run. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's go to Scott in Winter Park. Scott, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Sorry about losing you there. I was
that's all right.
The mountain, so I came down to pick up the Xbox 360 today.
But, there you go.
Picked it off of work. But with Hillary coming in next week, or whenever she is coming in.
I think it's in a couple of weeks.
Can you get her on the radio?
We're trying.
Okay, and I was going to say, even if we could maybe even ask her questions as a call-in show to her and just say, hey, why do you support more troops? Why do you do this? Why do you do this? And just start grilling her, because we need to know where she stands. And that actually, I think, would actually help her in the long run also.
Well, I'll tell you something. We'll try to get her. But I'll give you a heads-on bet she won't come on. And when I saw her at the Democratic National Convention, I was telling my producer, John Turk, this morning before we went on. When I saw her there, she went to one radio station And it was WWRL in New York City, which was an African-American talk station.
Uh-huh.
She sat down and talked to them, but would not do interviews with anybody else, and then walked out of the room.
Wow. So just thought I would throw that out in my billboard.
Well, it's really good point, and we're going to try. Good points you bring up. We're going to try to get her on. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
All right, you bet. Thanks.
All right, Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America, my favorite segment of the week. Coming up next, we'll debunk the right-wing hyperbole in the media, and then open phones here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Suite at the Pepsi Center, and believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to amberhomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-900-5541. 1-800-900-5541. That's 1-800-900-5541.
Holiday shopping without leaving your computer. It's the all-new MileHighMarket.com with thousands of products. Imagine an arcade-quality electronic air hockey table for the game room, delivered in time for the holidays. Or an elegant wood poker chip humidor for that Texas Hold'em fan on your list. Entertain family and friends this holiday season with a foosball table or electronic dartboard from MileHighMarket.com. And remember, there's always free shipping at MileHighMarket.com.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie, we may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6-meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology.
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
CBS News, I'm Christopher Glenn. Criminal charges in an indictment unsealed this morning against Jose Padilla, a U.S. citizen who's been held as an enemy combatant for 3 years. Live in Washington, CBS News correspondent Howard Arenstein has more.
Padilla claimed he could not be held without charge as an illegal enemy combatant. His case got all the way to the Supreme Court, but was sent back on a technicality. Now he has his wish. A federal indictment is being unsealed in Miami. He's been held in military prison since being captured at O'Hare Airport 3 years ago. Legal analyst Andrew Cohen.
Padilla now becomes a regular criminal defendant with all of the rights any other defendant would get in court. And depending on the charges, I'm not sure a conviction is at all guaranteed.
Padilla was originally suspected of plotting to set off a radiological bomb in Chicago. But the new charges reportedly do not include allegations he planned attacks in this country. Live in Washington, Howard Arenstein, CBS News.
A joint pronouncement from Shiite, Kurdish, and Sunni Iraqi factions at a reconciliation conference in Cairo. They call for drawing up a timetable for withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq, adding to pressures on the Bush administration to do so here at home. CBS News military consultant and retired Colonel Jeff McCausland says the Iraqi declaration is important.
We want to make sure the Iraqis are aware of what the U.S. is thinking about, and we, the U.S., need to know what the Iraqi government's thinking about. No one wants to be surprised by some kind of sudden announcement.
West Virginia is making preparations for another national disaster such as Hurricane Katrina. Joe Hatfield of the West Virginia Housing Development Fund says the state's begun buying up land for what federal officials say is the first effort in the nation to set up permanent disaster housing.
FEMA can move units to it as quickly as they can, and if they can't move it quickly, we'll do it ourselves.
State officials say that while the land is intended for use by people in flood-prone parts of West Virginia, it could be used in national emergencies. As the holiday shopping season bears down on us, the U.S. Public Interest Research Group is out with its survey on dangerous toys. What to watch out for? The group's Allison Cassidy has an example.
We found several products that were not properly labeled as being choking hazards, and several products that contain small parts, even though they are intended for children under the age of 3.
The group also says yo-yo water balls should be banned because they're attached to stretchy cords that can be swung overhead like a lariat. Noise should also be considered, especially things like toy electric guitars that appear to exceed voluntary standards. A holiday shopping assessment that glows as brightly as Rudolph's nose from the National Retail Federation, raising its earlier growth forecast for the season from 5% to 6% because post-hurricane numbers have been better than expected. Last year, sales rose 6.7% over the previous year's total. On Wall Street in the early going this morning, Dow Industrials down more than 18 points. The NASDAQ Composite, though, is up 1 point. This is CBS News.
All your life you've been told to
aim higher.
But if you have high cholesterol, your doctor may tell you to
aim lower.
And if diet and exercise aren't enough, ask about prescription Crestor. Crestor with subastatin calcium. The 10 milligram dose of Crestor along with diet can lower bad cholesterol by up to 52%. That's compared to 7% with placebo. Your results may vary. Crestor has not been shown to prevent heart disease or heart attacks. Crestor is not for everyone, including people with liver disease and women who are nursing, pregnant, or may become pregnant. Simple blood tests are needed to check for liver problems. Tell your doctor about other medications you're taking, or if you experience muscle pain or weakness, as they may be a sign of serious side effects. See our ad in Ladies Home Journal, or for more information, call 1-800-CRESTOR, or visit us at Crestor.com. There you'll also learn how AstraZeneca may be able to help if you can't afford your medications. If I with Crestor.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
Well, the good news is we're still selling accident-free on the highways, and things are getting back to normal. A little bit of slowing still south on I-25 for your ride into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 moving along just fine east and westbound between Wheat Ridge and Aurora, and southbound 225, a little sluggish from Parker Road right into the tech center. Now around town, things getting back to normal on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal and Highway 93, and the Turnpike actually looking pretty good. East and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster.
Simple. 1-800-MY-HONDA. That's right. Call 1-800-MY-HONDA today for the best deal on a new or used Honda. 1-800-MY-HONDA.
Continuing our coverage of our nation and the progress of President George W. Bush.
The war arrived on our shores on September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th, I made a commitment to the American
September
people.
September the 11th, 2001.
September the 11th.
You know, if I had a nickel for every time Bush has mentioned 9-11...
I could raise enough reward money to go after Bin Laden.
This has been a Presidential Progress Report on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They've got their station. We've got ours. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, sunny high of around 62, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin with you. Open pause is coming up in a minute, but here's my favorite segment of the week, my favorite segment of all time. It's time to talk to Paul Waldman of Media Matters for America. Paul, good morning.
Oh, I'm good. You are too kind, Jay.
No, it's the truth. All right, let's get into some stuff here. First of all, what do you make of Bob Woodward?
Well, I have to say, you know, he is a legendary reporter, but over the past few years, he stopped being an investigative reporter and became really more of a stenographer to power, particularly to the Bush administration. He's written a series of books in which he doesn't really do any investigation. He just basically goes to the top people in the administration, and they tell him what they their story about what happened, whether it's, you know, the run-up to the war or some other series of events, and then he prints that in his best-selling books as the official story. It doesn't involve a lot of reporting or digging. But what's happened just now with this whole Valerie Plame case is that he's really in danger of just dissolving entirely any shred of integrity that he has. It turns out that he may have been the first reporter to whom Valerie Plame's identity was leaked. But he didn't say anything. Not only did he not say anything to the prosecutor, he didn't say anything to the readers of the Washington Post that employs him for over 2 years until just recently. And the story that he's told about why has a bunch of holes in it that are really troubling. For instance, first of all, you know, he was leaking the information in June of 2003. He says that he didn't say anything about it because he was worried that the prosecutor would subpoena him, and he didn't want to have to give up his source. Well, it turns out, of course, if you've been following this case very closely, what you'll know is that even though he was leaked the information in June 2003, Patrick Fitzgerald, the prosecutor, didn't even take his position investigating this until December of 2003. And then he didn't start subpoenaing reporters, this whole thing with Judith Miller and Matt Cooper, until May of 2004, almost a year later. So the idea that Woodward didn't speak up because he was afraid that he was going to get subpoenaed just doesn't seem to hold water.
The other thing about him is he goes around, he gets on Larry King, he gets on the rest of these talking head shows, he disses the investigation, which he basically, you know, is a part of, I mean, because he has this information.
Right, and so he has an interest in this, and yet he's going on all of the, doing a number of interviews on Larry King, with Terry Gross of NPR, just completely trashing Patrick Fitzgerald in the investigation, and without ever mentioning that he's a part of it too, even though Fitzgerald at the time didn't know it. You know, the fact that his story that he did that, which he now says was a mistake, and that he's given these accounts of what his motives were that are really questionable, that he kept the information from his editor, which is a big journalistic no-no, all makes you very suspicious. And it's part of really, I think the Bob Woodward is kind of the worst offender of a real disease of Washington, D.C. journalism, which is that the longer that people are here, the more they become enmeshed with the D.C. power structure. And nobody exemplifies that more than Bob Woodward. He is a captive of his sources. Now, any reporter is dependent on the people in the government who are going to give them information. But there's no one who is a kind of more of a servant to those in power than Bob Woodward. You know, if you want to read what George W. Bush wants you to think about the war in Iraq, you can read Bob Woodward's book. It's not going to tell you the truth necessarily. It's going to tell you George Bush's version of events. And, you know, at one point during this whole thing, Bob Woodward, when he was asked why he didn't say anything or didn't write a story about it in the Washington Post, said, well, I'm in the business of keeping secrets. Well, you know, journalists are not supposed to be in the business of keeping secrets. They're supposed to be in the business of informing their readers. And I think, you know, Matt Cooper of Time magazine, he did what a reporter should have done. When they leaked Valerie Plame's name to him, he didn't say, well, how can I protect who my source is, although he was willing to do that when it came down to it. But he said, well, what's really going on here? There's obviously an effort to undertake this campaign of character assassination against Ambassador Joe Wilson. And that's what he wrote a story about. He's, He wrote a story about the fact that they were leaking Valerie Plame's name and the fact that this campaign was being undertaken. That was the real story, and Matt Cooper was the one reporter who really whose antenna were attuned to that. Whereas with Woodward, you know, he decided that, that what was important was protecting whatever administration official was giving him this, and that came at the expense of not just of any kind of case that Patrick Fitzgerald may have had, but at the expense of the interests of his readers in the Washington Post. I mean, if he was really responsible, that's what he would have written a story about. But he didn't, and I think that's a real loss. Not necessarily to Fitzgerald's case, because that's all going to come out eventually, but the loss is to the public.
The Washington Post ombudsman, though, really took him down.
Yeah, and you know the ombudsman in the Washington Post was critical, and as she should have been, but you know I think ultimately there's going to be some circling of the wagons whenever things like this happen. But you know when Judy Miller supposedly referred to herself at the New York Times as Ms. Runamuck, that she could do whatever she wanted and she didn't have any kind of real genuine supervision, that the editors weren't supervising her and looking after her work in the way they should have. And if anybody is Mr. Runamuck, it's Bob Woodward of the Post. Because of his legendary status, he can do whatever he wants to. And in this case, he, you know, not only violated some codes of journalists, what journalists ought to be doing in terms of keeping it from his editors, he also injected himself into the story by going on TV and trashing Patrick Fitzgerald and kept what he knew from the public. And I think that's really inexcusable.
Yeah, I would agree. 9-11, 11 minutes after 9 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Paul Waldman, Media Matters for America. All right, what about Michael Scanlon?
Well, this is something that has a lot of Republicans in Washington very, very nervous. This is the Jack Abramoff scandal, which has so many tentacles that sometimes it's hard to keep it all straight. But Michael Scanlon, who was the former press secretary to Tom DeLay, was Jack Abramoff's partner in crime. And Scanlon yesterday pleaded guilty to bribing a member of Congress and some other kinds of fraud when it came to these Indian tribes that were their clients. The fact that he is now cooperating with the prosecutors and has pled guilty is something that has got many people very nervous. The person who is most under the gun right now is Congressman Bob Ney of Ohio. What seems to have happened is that what the prosecutors are alleging is that Scanlon and Abramoff gave Ney a whole series of items of value, not only contributions to his campaigns and things like that, but dinners at Abramoff's restaurant, a fancy golf trip to Scotland, a whole series of things like that, you know, sports tickets. And in exchange, Ney injected himself, Ney did a couple of things for them. There was a client of Scanlon's that wanted to install cellular phone service in the Capitol, and Ney was the chairman of the committee that handled that, and he gave the contract to Scanlon's client. There were some other cases of things having to do with these Indian tribes where Ney was supportive of that. There's this whole, one of the many kind of tentacles of this is this strange matter of a casino that Abramoff was buying, that there ended up being sort of a mob hit on someone who was involved. And at one point, Congressman Ney put into the congressional record some statements about this potential sale of the casino from one party to another in what seems like an effort to put pressure on the seller for no reason other than the fact they had to happen to be a client of Abramoff's and Scanlon's. And one of the things that Scanlon has agreed to is that he's going to repay some of these Indian tribes that were their clients almost $20 million. Abramoff and Scanlon bilked these Indian tribes who had casino interests for I think it's somewhere over $80 million in total. And basically they had a whole network of kind of shell organizations. Abramoff would take them on as a client, and then he would instruct them to give millions of dollars to these nonprofit groups that it turns out were run by Scanlon, and then Scanlon would pay the money back to Abramoff. It was this incredibly intricate fraud scheme. So Scanlon has agreed to repay the Indian tribes just under $20 million. But one of the things that they said in the indictment is that it's not limited to Bob Ney. There are maybe other members of Congress who also received things of value from Scanlon and perhaps from Abramoff as well.
What about Tom DeLay?
Well, DeLay is one of those people, and that was always Abramoff's calling card. Tom DeLay, he's the House Majority Leader. Many people believe that even more so than the Speaker of the House, he's the most powerful person in Congress. And whenever Jack Abramoff would come to a client a potential client to say, I can get things done for you in Washington, it was always his connections to Tom DeLay that was the calling card. He's friends with him. You know, he goes golfing with him. His partner, Michael Scanlon, used to be his press secretary. This was the connection to DeLay was the calling card. And there are many, many instances in which Abramoff, you got for DeLay, you know, golf trips. Again, the same kind of list. You know, nights in the skybox at the MCI Center, all of these things that DeLay benefited from also. So Tom DeLay is under indictment in Texas for an entirely different set of events having to do with funding of Texas legislative races, but he is potentially going to be roped in the Abramoff scandal too. And there may be other members of Congress who we haven't even heard about yet. But the entire Republican establishment, particularly because of the fact that Scanlon is now cooperating with the prosecutors and has pled guilty, they are shaking in their boots today.
Well, if DeLay gets indicted on a federal level, how's he going to make the case that this is a partisan attack on him?
Well, that's going to always be the case that he'll make regardless of what the facts are. I mean, you know, that's what he said about Texas, the indictments there, that, oh, you know, it's just it's just partisan attacks. And, you know, nobody knows more about partisan attacks than Tom DeLay does. He has always skated as close to the ethical and legal line as he possibly could. You know, there's only so long you can do that before you get caught. And the question now in his indictment and some of these other cases is, did he skate close to the line, or did he step over the line? The prosecutor in Texas says he stepped over the line, and we'll see what the federal prosecutors in the Abramoff case have against him. We don't know yet, but I'm betting it will be something.
Boy, I certainly hope so. All right, let me sneak one more in here before we run out of time. News outlets continue to label Murtha pro-military, suggesting most Democrats are not.
Well, you know, this is one of those things that I'm sure that when reporters do this, they don't even think about it. But there are a whole number of kind of presumptions in the sort of language that reporters use when they describe people and parties. And what we've seen with this with Jack Murtha in the last few days is he's emerged as this major figure when he came out and criticized the war effort and said we should start withdrawing troops, is that he was referred to as a pro-military member of Congress, a pro-military Democrat. And what's the implication? Well, the implication is that other Democrats are anti-military. And, of course, that's not true. And so you can see this oftentimes in the sorts of language choices that reporters use. And I have to say, this is something that conservatives have really spent a lot of time thinking about, much more so than liberals in recent years, about what kind of words you use to describe things, how you can, through the use of language, get your kind of frame around things, get your presumptions to be incorporated into news stories, like the idea that a tax cut is actually tax relief, which is something that reporters say all the time, tax relief, which means that, you know, taxes are a burden we need to be relieved from. There are all sorts of little things like that crop up in news stories, and this is just the latest, that if Murtha is a pro-military Democrat, then all other Democrats must be anti-military. Obviously, Republicans are very pleased to see that sort of language in the news. But it's you know, it's fundamentally deceptive, and we put an item about that up on our website in the hopes that we could correct it.
All right, Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. Give your website.
It is mediamatters.org.
All right, man, it's good to have you on. It's one of my favorite segments, and I just tell everybody should go to your website. Everybody should sign up for these mailers because they're just absolutely outstanding. I mean, we need to really lengthen this segment to a half hour because there's so much to talk about. Paul, thank you so much.
It's always my pleasure, Jay.
Okay, appreciate it. There's Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America. And open phones coming up here, and a couple of things that I wanted to throw in, a couple of stories we didn't get to for the first 3 hours of the program. It's all coming up at 9:18, 18 minutes after 9 a.m.
at 303-321-5000. So, did you remember the number? Give us a call, 303-321-5000.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 922, 22 minutes after 9, sunny high around 62. Here's Jay Marvin here at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Here's a story we didn't get to tomorrow, and today, rather, and tomorrow, we hope to have Joan Fitzgerald on. A Republican, this is in the Denver Post, a Republican political organization has asked a Denver judge to bar Senate President Joan Fitzgerald from running for another term next year. The Senate Majority Fund, which works to elect Republican candidates to the state Senate, I'd love to know where their money comes from, filed a lawsuit in Denver District Court on Friday, asking the court to clarify what has become a muddy legal issue with important political implications. The lawsuit contends that Fitzgerald should be term limited in 2006 because she has served two full terms. Fitzgerald has said that her first 2 years in office do not constitute a full term. If Fitzgerald is prevented from running in 2006, it would likely make her seat a Republican target and could swing control of the Senate back to the GOP. Democrats now hold only a one-vote majority. Fitzgerald, a powerful Democrat who helped her party recapture control of the legislature last year, was elected to the Senate in 2000 after Senator Tony Grampus died. She served less than 2 calendar years during her term, from January 10, 2001, until the beginning of 2003, but was present for 2 January through May legislative sessions. She was reelected in 2002 for a full 4-year term. Boy, these Republicans never quit, don't they? And we're going to try to get her on tomorrow to talk to her about this. All right, open phones. Let's go to Ernie in Lakewood. Ernie, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, Jeff. Oh, you were talking about the opponents that Hillary might have, and I was just going to bring up a nightmare for you. What would you think of a ticket with Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul on it?
Wouldn't win. Have no chance. But go down in flames. I'd love to see that. Because Tancredo's not a broad enough candidate, and neither is Ron Paul. Ron Paul's run before.
Ron Paul didn't run as a Republican.
No, he ran as a Libertarian.
Right, and you don't have to worry about it because they won't get the they won't be invited to Bilderberger meetings for starters. If you want to know who's going to be coronated, you watch who goes to Bilderberger meetings.
Oh God, I've heard. You know, you're not going to revive that old chestnut, are you? About the Bilderbergers. Come on, man, that's like old conspiracy theory stuff. Call another radio station. Thank you for the call. I don't even want to get into that about the Bilderbergers and the Jews and the whole, the Illuminati and all that crap. God almighty. Pierre in Hartsell, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Pierre. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I was going to weigh on the Hillary thing.
Oh, go ahead.
I'd vote for her, but I have a feeling that she wouldn't be a good candidate for the Democrats because right now there's even Democrats that aren't real happy with her. And then across the country you get the religious Taliban, and they're, the women are like, oh, women should be staying at home, so they wouldn't vote for her. And the men, of course, wouldn't vote for her. And then the Southerners, a lot of them won't, just simply because she was married to Bill, So I think she'd be a real hard candidate to get elected. I really do. And as much as I'd love to see her because I think she's bright and sincere and all of that, I just have a feeling it just wouldn't happen. I know up here in redneck country, there's no way they'd vote for her, so.
No, no possible. You don't think she could beat John McCain, for instance?
Oh, no way. I think McCain is actually the guy that may end up getting it because I've even heard Democrats that like him,
Well, we've had a few call up on this show this morning.
Yeah, and so it's one of those deals where, if it hadn't been for the fact that he let Bush trash him so badly, I liked him up to that point. But now it's like, hey, you let these guys step all over you just for this position, well, then fine. I don't have any respect for you, so... that's my problem with him. But, yeah, Edwards, I still like Edwards, I hate to say it, but him and Wesley Clark, I think they'd make a nice twosome. But
I don't know if Wesley Clark's going to run again.
Yeah, and I don't know that Edwards would take a back seat this time to running either, because he wanted to fight and Kerry didn't. So, I don't think that Edwards would allow himself to be put in that position again. So who knows? But
that's the one thing we're going to have to learn is we're going to have to learn how to punch back and take on the Republican smear machine.
Yeah, boy, I wish Paul Hackett could run for president,
He's running for Senate.
I know, and I'm going to send him a few bucks because I'd love to see that happen for him in Ohio because I think the guy is forthright and he's got all the qualities. So, hey, he's a Democrat that's fought. So... and he fights. So I just love the guy. So anyway,
I do too. I like him a lot.
That's how I feel about Hillary. As much as I'd love to see her in there, I just don't think that a majority of redneck men would vote for her, and I don't think the Christians would either. So, it'd just be a big mess.
All right, Pierre. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye bye.
All right. A couple lines open here at 303-713-7600. Let's go to B in Denver. B, hi. You're on AM 760. Hello, B.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. Lost you for a minute.
Oh, well, I'm sorry.
That's okay. I was calling because I heard several people call in talking about Hillary and John McCain and profess to be Democrats or, from the progressive point of view. And I am just so disturbed because, I had to breathe deeply, count to 10. The myth that John McCain is a moderate is just
so frustrating. He's a very talented politician. He's and whose greatest talent really is bamboozling the country into believing that he is a centrist. That he's an extremely conservative, deeply pro-war Republican, and his wingnut creds are through the roof. He is dangerous. All you need to do is spend 30 seconds on Google, look up his voting record. He's, in favor of restricting abortions. He thinks the Ten Commandments would bring virtue to our schools. The Confederate flag is a symbol of heritage. He's pro-death penalty. He's all about, perpetual war. He's probably more pro-war than anybody out there. Yes, on phasing out what they call the death tax. And, would he be better than Bush? Yeah, but who wouldn't?
Yeah, that's what a lot of people said this morning. Who wouldn't be better than this guy?
And I think what's most dangerous about him is that what he would do is put a competent face on the Republican agenda. Bush, of course, is a complete moron and has been a serious setback to their cause. Put somebody like McCain, who's much more adept, and that would set us back many, many years. He is no friend of ours. Make no mistake, he is not a moderate. He's a Republican, extremely conservative Republican. Just look up his voting record. He has an 85% lifetime approval rating from the American Conservative Union.
But he talks, sometimes he talks a very moderate game, though.
Oh, yeah. He'll vote to, against the flag burning, and, of course, we all swoon, because, that's
the McKennedy, the McCain-Kennedy bill on immigration is certainly better than the one from John Cornyn and the guy Kyle. I can't think of his first name. It's certainly a lot better than theirs, and you're right. I mean, I got sucked in by that, too, about that McCain-Kennedy bill. And but as I said earlier, I mean, I have a better viewpoint of him because, you're right. I haven't taken the time to go through and look at a lot of that. But when he started sucking up to George Bush after getting slimed in South Carolina, what kind of person of any kind of character puts up with that and then goes along and goes right back to the person who did it and says, you're great and the country should vote for you? That's ridiculous.
Exactly right. The picture of him that went all over the Internet doing that just brings my lunch up every time I look at it.
It's the same thing as Rudy Giuliani, who got up there at the Republican National Convention, gave that BS speech where he made up that crap about and I took Bernard Kerik's hand and I told him, thank God George Bush was the president, which was, a manufactured pile of crap. It's nowhere in his book. And this guy is, quote-unquote, he's for a woman's right to privacy, and he's for a woman's right to choose, and yet all those conservative Christians are all sitting there giving him a big round of applause. I mean, he's as bad as Zell Miller. All right, I got to run, B. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Very informative. 9:31. It's 29 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Let's get progressive traffic with Bailey.
Well, we just have one accident to worry about right now. It's eastbound I-76 right before Pecos. So a little bit of slowing with that. Also still seeing a busy ride southbound I-25 for the drive into downtown and through T-Rex. I-70 actually moving along fine between Wheat Ridge and Aurora and southbound 225. Looking at brake lights for the ride toward the tech center. Around town, things are in good shape on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93, and the Turnpike looking real good east and westbound through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to be a nice one today with sunny skies and highs in the mid-60s. We're at 39 degrees right now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Comcast High-Speed Internet, may I help you?
Comcast, thank you for upgrading your speed to 6 megs.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
No, I mean, really, thank you. Hey, you already blew DSL away, but making Comcast 7.5 times faster, then including video mail and photo show and McAfee security free with my service? Whoa.
Well, we're glad you like it.
Yeah, I'd like to give you a big hug.
Oh, that's not necessary.
Not necessary.
No.
6 megs of speed, great features, and the most trusted name in online security. That deserves something. A present. How about my cat?
Thanks, I'll pass.
I know. Some of my pizza.
It's still sort of warm. I'll bring her right over.
Great. Ask for Georgina. Georgina.
Call now and get Comcast high-speed internet free for the first month. Call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for price and service and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-339-1195. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-339-1195. That's 1-800-339-1195.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now, register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-514-4750. Again, that's 1-800-514-4750. 1-800-514-4750.
Paul, thank you. You're most kind.
No problem. Yeah, I wanted to call and share with your listeners. There's a really good article. I just got the article yesterday. It's by James Bumford. And James Bumford has written a couple of bestsellers. One of the bestsellers he wrote was A Pretext to War, 9/11, Iraq, and the Abuse of the American Intelligence. But the article talks about the man who sold the war. And I don't know if you're familiar with John W. Rendon.
No, I don't know who he is.
And the Rendon Group. Well, that's I really would like for you to read this because, in fact, in his introduction, he says there was a reason Judith Miller bought into the lies about Iraq. They were part of the $100 million PR campaign hatched by a shadowy Beltway consulting firm, the Rendon Group. And he basically describes John W. Rendon as Bush's general in the propaganda war. But it's an excellent, excellent article.
Where does it come from? Where does the article come from?
It's in Rolling Stone magazine that I just got.
Is that the one with Madonna on the cover?
Yes.
I have it at home. I'll read it.
Yeah, it's excellent. I would really, really ask your listeners to check it out because it's really revealing how this particular consulting firm immediately after 9/11 started to manufacture and put out disinformation to the media, particularly Judith Miller and all the major networks, basically fabricating a lot of the stuff that has gone on. And this guy is a key figure behind the whole propaganda machine that Bush has set up.
Really, I'll definitely check it out. It's Rolling Stone with Madonna on the cover, and it says how she got her groove back.
Yes, sir. And the article is called "The Man Who Sold the War" by James Bumpert.
I'll definitely read it today.
You got it.
Okay, man. Appreciate your call.
Thanks, bud.
All right. Thanks for calling my attention to that, because I got Rolling Stone laying around. I just haven't got to it yet. So I'll definitely get into that today. There's no question. One line open at 303-713-7600. Maybe we can have the author of that article. Maybe we can get him on the air and talk about it a little bit. Let's go to Michelle in Denver. Michelle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Yeah, hi. Rolling Stone has really great articles.
Yeah, there was an article by Al Gore like a week, two months ago or a month ago, mm-hmm. or I can't remember when, in Rolling Stone, and it was really good about the environment.
Yeah. Well, the previous caller kind of stole my thunder there regarding McCain. I think McCain is very dangerous. For that, because he is viewed as a moderate. But there was an article in Salon that actually compared McCain and Hillary, and they have them pretty much neck and neck. Now, one thing Hillary does have going for her, there isn't anyone in this country that doesn't know who she is.
That's right. She's got a high recognition factor.
Right.
You're right about that.
And she's brilliant. I mean, all of their law professors said, you know, Bill was very bright, but Hillary was brilliant. And in New York, she's done such an amazing job in New York. Her approval rating is almost 80%. It's, you know, like in the high 70s. And there's some really little, very, you know, kind of somewhat backward little towns in New York. I mean, it's you know, people think of New York City, but New York has a wide variety of people, and she has, you know, she's worked very, very hard, and I really do believe in her.
All right, let me ask you a couple of questions. Has she moved, because this is a criticism I hear about her a lot, has she moved too much to the center?
Well, there is a possibility of that, but we also have to realize that we have many people in this country, and their idea of how to deal with Muslims and how to deal with our international situation is bomb all of them. You know, so
yeah, I agree with that.
There's a lot of really ignorant rednecks in this country, and I think, you know, in order to get some things done, possibly you do have to at least appear that way.
Okay, and do you think that a woman is electable?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, see, those are things to consider. Yeah.
Now,
those are things to look at.
I have just one more comment, Jay.
Sure.
We have some very, very bad politicians in this state. I'm talking about Musgrave and Allard.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
And Tancredo. And, you know, when the Davis-Bacon Act was enacted in Louisiana, I was on Musgrave's website, and she was proud of that. I mean,
yeah.
That's how stupid this woman is.
Yeah, she's definitely out there. There's no question.
Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, I think, you know, we really have to address that. And almost, if we have to carry around little cheat sheets that say, you know what, follow the money. Let's follow the votes. Let's see what these people voted for. You know, Tancredo was one of nine that voted for the...
Are you talking about he voted for the Torture Act?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I know Allard voted, was one of the nine senators.
Allard, that's
yeah, nine senators. Yeah, who voted against McCain's bill.
Right.
I mean, what kind of guys could vote against that? I'd love to get an explanation out of Allard for that.
Hey, invite him.
No, I don't think he'd ever come on, and I can't wait. I hope I last long enough this time around that I can't wait for the hopefully the Udall Allard contest, because I think Mark Udall will kick his I can't say that on the air, but I you know, I hope people wise up to what kind of guy Allard really is, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, anybody who would condone the torture of other human beings has really got a severe problem.
Right. I know. We really have to get rid of them. I think Yeah, and what's going on with Ohio? Why? I mean, it seems like everyone in Ohio is nuts.
No, that's only Jean Schmidt, and I'll tell you something.
Oh,
she
no.
was elected. She was elected in a special election, and they're now saying that her comment on the floor of the House of Representatives could cost her election because to her re-election
good.
Because
good.
There are people lining up to run against her, and Bob Casey Jr., who's a Democrat, there is leading Rick Santorum.
Right,
so,
but also look at Ney. Their governor has
well,
17% approval rating. He was actually convicted. Of a crime.
Yeah, well, Ney is in big trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of hope in Ohio. Hey, thanks. I appreciate
All
the
right.
call. Call
All
me
right.
again.
Bye-bye.
All right, it's 9:42, 18 minutes in front of 10 o'clock here on AM 7.
Thinking about what to serve at your business lunch or holiday affair? You can put out a tray of cold cuts and cube cheese and no one will think any less of you. Or you can have your guests ask where all the delicious food came from. Invite Tin Star to your next party and add some sizzle, smoke, and salsa. Choose homemade chips, roasted salsa, grilled vegetable quesadilla, or a gourmet soft taco platter. Find out more about the Tin Star party platters and box lunches at tinstar.us or click on the banner in the player now. Tin Star. Sizzle, smoke, salsa.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Get out of debt and get on with your life. Agencies offering Care One credit counseling services can help. Do you have $4,000, $6,000, $10,000 in credit card bills? It's time to get out of debt and get on with your life. Call for Care One services at 1-800-550-7735. Are you behind in paying medical bills or personal loans? Been on the receiving end of even one collection call? Call Care One Services for a consultation and debt analysis at 1-800-550-7735. In just one call, you can find out how quickly your debt can be paid in full. People who call for Care One Services save an average of 30% in payments every month. Some can save up to 57%. So if you're over your head in credit card bills, call now and receive a consultation and debt analysis. Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. That's Care One Credit Counseling Services. 1-800-550-7735. That's 1-800-550-7735.
Recently, we at Comcast High-Speed Internet raised our speed to a blistering 6 megs. However, in the case of Mark McKenzie...
Hi.
We may have made it a little too fast.
Well, I was ripping around online with my new 6 meg Comcast High-Speed Internet, and I decided to send a video mail to my buddy Steve because his DSL was so slow. And I was like, yesterday's technology...
You dissed your friend.
Yeah, and then I was like, video mail and Photoshop are included free with my service, not yours.
So true.
But then he signed up, and now he's got 6 megs of speed and all the great features.
You got no more smack to throw down?
No.
Well, there you have it. Faster than DSL, cool features. No wonder more people choose Comcast.
Because I couldn't keep my fat mouth shut.
Sign up now and get the first month free. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
Promotion rates and availability vary for non-Comcast cable customers. After promotion, regular monthly service and equipment charges apply. Call for pricing, service, and restriction details. Actual speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Speed comparison based on Comcast standard maximum download speed of 6.0 Mbps versus the standard DSL package's maximum download speed of 1.5 Mbps.
Want to live it up big at the next Avalanche home game? Go to AmberHomes.com and you could be sitting in their luxury suite at the Pepsi Center. And believe me, it's a nice suite. Just click on the Amber Homes logo on your browser right now. Register, and you could be one of the weekly winners. And while you're there, check out Shadow Creek at Saddle Rock in Southeast Aurora, featuring paired patio homes with a maintenance-free lifestyle from the mid-200s. For more information, go to AmberHomes.com. Amber Homes, a higher standard.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is your touring bike headquarters. Right now, purchase any 2006 Electra Glide Classic and receive a $500 gift card toward the purchase of any genuine Harley-Davidson installed parts and accessories. Plus, you'll get a 20% discount on all parts, accessories, and motor clothes for 90 days after your purchase. The best in price and service only from Denver's premier Harley-Davidson dealer. Freedom Harley-Davidson at 8020 West Colfax, just west of Wadsworth. Stop dreaming and start enjoying the ride. More info and offer restrictions at freedomh-d.com.
$95 or less. That's $28.95 at your participating Denver, Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealers. Ends November 27th. Restrictions apply. See your dealer for details.
Remember this.
Acevedo giving to Brown.
Brown pushes a man. Five. He's in. 62. That's the most points ever given up by the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Friday, the Colorado Buffaloes take on the Nebraska
Cornhuskers. As I can. And every day I talk about Rocky's Autos. And there's no BS there. I mean, what you see is what you get. And on top of that, you know what? They'll go the extra mile to make sure you're happy. Now, I wouldn't send you someplace I wouldn't go myself, and I certainly wouldn't lie about something like Rocky's Autos. They become good friends of mine, and I'm proud to be associated with them. And they've got the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. And, man, they've got like over 500 vehicles on the lot, and they've got everything you can think of, everything there is to choose from. I mean, they've got a wide selection. So the people at Rockies, they work hard to make sure that you get the vehicle you want, not just trying to sell you any car whatsoever. And all their cars are ready to roll. They've all been emissions tested. They're equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. Mary and I have bought time and time again from Rockies. And it's really been a great experience. So I urge you to go out there and check them out. You can also check them out on the internet at rockiesautos.com, pre-qualify for a car loan, or just look at the inventory right there online and then decide whether you want to go out there or not. Rocky's Autos has been family-owned and operated since 1982. And you know what? They're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Great people out there. So give them a look. Rocky's Autos. No BS. Just good deals. More bang for your buck. And great energy costs and breakneck government spending. The GOP faces a tough round of congressional elections in 2006 unless things change. Two key Republican senators warned during a campaign appearance. I think if it were not an odd-numbered year, we would have great difficulties, said U.S. Senator John McCain. McCain and fellow Republican Senator Lindsey Graham were interviewed by Associated Press when they stopped Sunday night to campaign for Republican State Attorney General Henry McAllister, and that was in South Carolina, I believe. And that's what McCain says, and Graham says it too. So, you know, it's not only the Democrats that have problems. I mean, it's the Republicans who are all split up, and they're having trouble. McCain says the party must show progress in Iraq. See, that's a big thing. I don't think... And I don't want to be negative, but I don't think that this administration can control the ground activity in Iraq. And I don't think people, you know, I think people are sick and tired of the administration's same old rationales for this stuff. Plus spending. God almighty, this president spent a lot of money. And now we're deep in debt. And what's the answer to get out of debt? Well, the answer to get out of debt is to, like, beat up on the working poor and cut food stamps. And this is supposed to be compassionate conservatism? Give me a break. Mick in Boulder. Mick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. What about yourself?
Oh, pretty good. I just wanted to call and kind of follow up from a few of the callers talking about Hillary. And I agree, you know, with probably most Democrats that I think she's wonderful. I mean, she's super intelligent. She's very powerful. And she's definitely done it on her own to a certain extent. But I just don't think that she is electable.
All right. Now, why do you say she's not? Why do you think she's not electable?
Well, because I think that a lot of people that are in between undecided voters, I think that just the name associated with Clinton, like Bush would be for us, it's a little bit of a polarizing name. I think that she's associated even as being so far left and so far into the Democratic Party that it would, of course, get a lot of us Democrats to vote, but it might just scare away people who are undecided or people who are a little too conservative in their viewpoints to, frankly, maybe just because she's a woman. I don't know. It's just...
Well, she's definitely made an effort to move towards the center.
Yeah, which is good. I mean, in a way, I don't know.
Well, so, you know, all right, bottom line here. You know, is a woman electable?
I don't know at this point. I mean, you would think so maybe 8 years ago, but the way the country's gone since, I mean, it's kind of a scary thought to think that it's not.
How about Condoleezza Rice against Hillary Clinton?
I'd love to see that.
Who do you think would win?
Well, Hillary.
Yeah, you know, they say Condoleezza Rice says she has no plans to run for the presidency, but I've seen reports that say that she's kind of changed her mind and that she would consider it.
Well, in that case, that would be great. I'd be all for it if it was against her. I just, you know, if it's against McCain or somebody who's a little more likable, I don't know. But
yeah, we'd have to see. We'd have to see how it works out. But she's, you know, the nomination is hers if she wants it.
Right, right. What about how do you feel about Joe Biden?
Well, I, you know, as I was saying earlier, I saw him speak here in Boulder. He had some pretty good things to say. He's pretty moderate. I kind of like him. I'd like to know more about how he feels about such issues as health care, the national debt. I'd like to quiz him more on that. But I like him. I could vote for him. I'm not sure that I would, but I could. I mean, it disturbed me kind of that 3 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago he said that he was ready to commit to Alito. Now he says that a filibuster may be in order. So I don't know. When I've heard him speak and when I've seen him on like shows like Hardball and stuff, he does very, very, very well. So
yeah, I agree. What I've seen of him too. I mean, I've only seen him on Meet the Press and Hardball, and I liked him, but it's mostly on defense in Iraq, and I just
right.
haven't seen him talk enough about the other issues that I care about. I mean, the economy and health care in particular, and I mean the things that are affecting me a little bit more directly.
You know, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Can he withstand the Republican smear machine? Because you know he did try to run once before and was caught plagiarizing a speech. Are they going to throw that all up? And is our American people going to really care about that?
Right. Yeah. It's a good point.
I mean, anybody who runs against Republicans has to realize that they smear. And if you can handle that, if you can take it on, and you can beat it back, then you got a chance to win. Or do you act like John Kerry did, which is basically you freeze? And you allow the Swift boat stuff and other stuff to get on, to get going, and eventually what ends up happening is his main strength, which was the fact that he was a Vietnam vet and a decorated guy who protested against the war, but a lot of us did. All of a sudden, they took that and turned it against him.
Oh, it's too bad because I wasn't just an anti-Bush guy. I was a Kerry guy. I like John Kerry, and I thought he would have put up a bigger fight. And it's just sad that it's come to how you fight back versus your own. Attributes.
You're right. You can't take the high road anymore, and that in itself is really a shame. Mick, thanks, man.
Yep. Happy Thanksgiving, Jake.
Okay, you too. Appreciate the call, and happy Thanksgiving to everybody. We won't be here on Thanksgiving Day. They'll run a best of. And then next week, I haven't talked about this too much, next week, between 7 and 10, I'm going to sit in and do the Jerry Springer Show again on Air America. So... You got to call like the 800 number that I'll give out. You can't between 6 and 7, you can call the local number, but then after that, you got to call the 800 number, which is going to be an interesting week because not only am I going to sit in for Jerry Springer, but we'll find out on Monday, this coming Monday, if Mary has to have surgery on her wrist after falling on the ice and really screwing it up, and that and her arm, she fractured, and now they think possibly that she might have tore a muscle. Or tore something in her shoulder, too, as well. So it's going to be interesting. So I'll have to dash out of here at 10 o'clock next week and drive her to the hospital. And we're hoping that the doctor will realize the situation and will operate in the afternoon. Because I can't get out of the Springer thing. I mean, I can't just hang them up and say, well, I just can't do this. So we're going to try to work it around somehow. Brad in Nederland. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here, Brad.
Okay, I heard it. Static. I guess I'm responding to a call that came in on Friday, and I think it's also relevant to the, should Hillary run issue and whether she's electable. And, the one caller that called in on Friday was accusing the left of the party of conspiracy theories and being the one that's dragging the party down and making it unpopular.
Right.
And I guess I took offense to that because I consider myself to the left. And... my main defense against those remarks are that there are people to the left that are debunking conspiracy theories, such as, Chip Berlay or Doug Henrich, who does a good job of, debunking a lot of the fallacies on the left that, make them vulnerable to arguments from the right. And, and I love your program, but,
I
wish that you would have maybe more people. I mean, somebody like even Noam Chomsky, even though you probably disagree with him.
No, I don't know. I agree with a lot of what he has to say, and I think when it comes to linguistics and interpreting some of the stuff that's put out, I think he's absolutely correct. I've had him on the air before, but he's really, really tough to get on. And I'll tell you something that he told me, must have been 17 years ago, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
And he turned out to be right about this. He said, You, he said, you'll get away with what you're doing for a while, but eventually the mainstream media will catch up with you, and you won't be able to get away with it anymore. And I thought at the time, well, okay, I mean, Professor Chomsky, you must know what you're talking about, because Manufacturing Consent is one of my all-time favorite books, and he was right. It did catch up with me.